Trust Who, number 2. Race 4 is clear. Race 5, 2 Chilcotin and 16 Mohican comes out. 2 and 16 out of the 5th. Race 6, it's 2 Miami Dade. Race 6, number 2. The 7th, 4 Gravitate, number 4. And race 8, 13 Tarka Reid, number 13. Scratchings today for Dubbo, our country meeting in New South Wales, with weather fine and the track rating a good 4. Race 1 clear. Race 2, it's numbers 3, 13, 15 and 17. Race 3, the emergencies 15, 16, 17 and 18. Race 4 clear. Race 5, it's 3, 6 as well as emergencies 17 and 18. Race 6, emergencies 13 and 14. And race 7, emergencies 13, 14, 15 and 16 for Dubbo racing this afternoon. Now to Flemington on Winter Series Finals Day. And we have a good 4. The weather is overcast, but no rain at the moment. The rail is in the true position. And we have 17 scratchings to report. Rail's out 9 metres, rail is in the true position after being out 9 metres the last meeting. Race 1, take out 7, another bullseye. 11, a Lady Lee. 7 and 11. Race 2, it's 3, Laura Show. 9, You'll Dash for Cash. 11, The Thug, and 12, Welcome Striker. So race 2, numbers 3, 9, 11, and 12. Third race clear. Race 4, take out 4, Mulk, number 4. Race 5 is clear. Race 6, it's 3, Ancient King, number 3. In race 7, 2, Kenja Wood, 7, Hard Call, 12, Coldstone, 13, By the Grace, 17, Riyadh. 2, 7, 12, 13, and 17. Race 8, 10, Fast Cash, 12 Karani, 10 and 12, and the 9th, it's 3 My Paysan and 7 Wayanka, 3 and 7 out of the 9th for Flemington. Now to Doomben, and the weather there is fine. We have a soft 6 for racing, penetrometer 5.55. A little bit of rain in recent times, but no rain today. Race 1 clear. Race 2, it's 3 Tactician, number 3, 4 Madiba, 10 Magic Diamond, 12 Jest Excel, and 13 Lover Rose. 3, 4, 10, 12 and 13. Third race, take out 8 Rhythm of Light and 9 Spitlock, 8 and 9. Race 4, it's 12 Unassuming, number 12. Race 5, 1 Colour Charge, 10 Idle Situation, 1 and 10. Race 6, 6 Primal Flight, 10 Magic I Am, 6 and 10. The 7th, 2 Brotherly Secret, 12 Shipwreck, 2 and 12. Race 8, 1 Is She Is What She Is, 3 Pindan Pearl, 8 Angel Dancer, 1, 3, 8. And the 9th, it's 9 Double Superlative, 10 Fabvia, 15 Tempete Rouge, as well as 17, 19 and 22. 9, 10, 15, 17, 19 and 22 for Doomben. And finally to Gawler, where we have a heavy 9, showery conditions, and the rail is in the true position. In fact, out 3 metres from the 400 to the 800 and 2 metres for the remainder. Race 1, the scratching 7, Sparrows, number 7. Race 2, it's 6, Casino Club, 6. The third race, 2 Evil Dreams, 3 Ascendant, 7 Clonmel, 9 Crystal Moment, 2, 3, 7, 9. The fourth, it's 1 Hussey's Glow, 2 Swipe Me Right, 6 Jet Express, 1, 2, 6. The fifth, 2 Rocket Along, 4 Midnight Storm, 13 Oblique Line, 14 Alma Dram, 2, 4, 13, 14. The sixth, it's 1 Step, the Pedal, number 1. Seventh, 3 Galaxy Gazer, 15 B and Magic, as well as 15, 17, 19. 3, 5, 15, 17, 19. And race 8, 2 Justify That, 5 Subject to Change, 6 Go the Journey, 7 to Heros, 9 Fine Approach, 12 Lord Topper, 14 I Love What She Brings, 17 Night Queen. 2, 5, 6, 7, 9, 12, 14 and 17 are the scratchings to round us out from Gawler. That is the scratchings for now. It is now 4 minutes after 8 on Racing HQ. Great to have you with us.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Ross Newcomb from Newcomb & Co Chartered Accountants. In 2013, we employed Charles to be part of our admin team. His dedication makes him an asset to our business and clients. We recommend other employers focus on ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. night racing from 7 p.m. You'll see trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team in the first yearling by champion Done Deal. 10 wins, 6 group 1s and over 5.3 million. From Fund Zero, half sister to the dam of champion 2-year-old Moss Fun.
He was a standout at the Magic Millions. What a great racehorse Done Deal was, and what a cracking family this filly has. The Done Deal filly should be a Done Deal.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight. Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Hey, very good morning to you. Welcome along to Racing HQ. Great to have you with us if you just joined us or you've been with us throughout the morning for all of our previews. Jason Witham filling in for Andrew Bensley. He's on a few weeks' holiday. Ray Thomas in the studio today. Shortly we'll be joined by Mike Fraser and Nick Quinn from TAB to run us through the Warwick Farm preview. But right now it's time to find out what's happening from the stewards. Philip Dingwall is with us, Acting Chief Steward. Good morning to you, Philip.
Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well. Great to be back at Warwick Farm for a Saturday.
Yeah, it's certainly a nice change and a wonderful day. So let's hope that it all augurs well for a good day of racing there.
Indeed. What have you found for us in the stewards room, Philip?
Race 2, Jason, pioneering from a wide barrier last night, was taken back to get cover near the 100 metres, shifted to the outside of another runner when it became awkwardly placed and close to heels, and over the latter stages wasn't able to be fully tested. Look, he's up to 1,400 metres today and a better draw, and he should race a lot closer. In addition, you know, the horse has also got the services of a senior rider back on. Race 4, Ghost, I think it was fairly well advertised that he only jumped fairly last time and the rider elected to go back as to not be caught wide. His previous start, obviously, he led in a very slowly run race, and up to the 1,400 metres here today, he should settle forward of midfield and not have as great as a task as what he did when he was racing back in the field last time, which was probably dominated by on-pace runners. Just going to the seventh race, Gold Ambition, he stood flat-footed as the start was affected and shifted in abruptly. And I think he lost in the order of about 3 lengths and near the 800 metres made contact with the running rail and blundered. Looking to race today, lacking any speed, if he jumps cleanly, he should leave this field. And note he's unbeaten at the home track at Warwick Farm. Race 8, Sandra Vasey, he was slow to begin and then steadied off heels. It was also well documented that he was inconvenienced in the early stages to avoid the heels of a riderless horse. And again, he suffered a similar fate over the concluding stages. He did well to get as close as what she did last time after the slow jump and racing outside of her usual racing pattern on pace. Look, back to 1,100 metres here today and a good draw. We'll jump and hopefully she should be right on the speed. And that's about the state of play for the stewards.
All right, Philip, many thanks for that. Let's hope it's a good day of racing today at Warwick Farm.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Philip Dingwall from the stewards room. Time now for the Sydney preview on Racing HQ. Mike Fraser is joining us on the line, and we'll do so in just a moment. And we'll also have Mike Fraser along. Very good morning to you, Mike.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. Good morning, Ray. Talk about a Racing HQ upgrade. You both look so splendid there in your ties. I thought I'd accidentally switched onto the fashion channel. My goodness, what an upgrade.
Straight from here to the farm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nice to be here. Warwick Farm, we don't very rarely have a Saturday Warwick Farm meeting. I think we only basically have one a year, but I think Joe Pride nailed it when his assessment of the track earlier. He said, you know, the rail's gone back to the normal position, and then normally when it's a protected pad like that, you'd all want to get there. But Warwick Farm, in recent meetings, well, you know, for the last few years, they've had a tendency when there's a bit of give in the track to want to get away from the inside and the straight. So, look, the jockeys all know this track pretty much like the back of their hand. I think they'll all ride it the right ways. But I'll be looking for runners to be getting away from the the fence the last 400 metres, and that's just what we have to deal with Warwick Farm. It's been a long time since it's been upgraded, but you know, it is what it is. But a good tough meeting, Ray.
It is, Mike. A lot of depth and all day, and it is good to go back out to Warwick Farm for a rare Saturday meeting, Mike. I wonder going forward if we may get a few more race dates, particularly off carnival time, given the new facilities that have been built out at Warwick Farm. Inglis has got their sales complex there, now a hotel, and it is a massively growing part of Sydney that's southwest.
Well, for patrons, you could go out there and you know, get yourself entertained in the bars and stay at the hotel and spend a day at the races. It presents itself as a much better opportunity, doesn't it?
Much more appealing.
Correct.
Yeah. Right. Also joining us with Glenn Munsey off gallivanting through Europe is Nick Quinn. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Yes, good morning, Jason. Glenn will be happy that he did get a mention in the opening minute of the show. He does request that at all times, and it's a big pleasure to be working with the second best here in racing, Ray Thomas, as well. So looking forward to taking a look at this Warwick Farm preview. There's been some good betting activity, and I'm just arriving out at Warwick Farm. It looks absolutely spectacular today. So if you're anywhere around the area and you haven't got plans for the day, get out to the farm, because you're not going to see a better winter's day than this at the races.
Yeah.
It's a good bit of advertising there by Nick, isn't it? Well done, Nick.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah, the log of
the for your hair.
Can I just add that I've been watching Jason and Ray, and Jason's been eyeing that mop of yours off, Ray. Well, be a little careful there.
Well, it's you and me, Fraser. Yeah. I think, the hair department. So, all right, let's get into this preview. What about the first race? This is a pretty deep race, Nick, to kick things off.
It certainly is. We've got Lipizzan 650, Wild Heart 11, Brook Magic 4, Louisa 8, Awesome Pluck a 320 favourite, Sparky Lad 850, Star Galaxy 850, Manicure 13, Nikki's Gold the outside of the field at $61. The best back runner is Awesome Pluck. She was back from 215 into $1.85 on track at Taree when winning by nearly 6 lengths on debut. And the money's come again here. 1100 at 460, 2000 at 420, 2000 at 320. And there's been good support at odds for Brook Magic. The Joe Pride trained filly won her past 2 starts at Kembla, and after opening $9, she has been well backed. A couple of bets of 300 and 400 at the opening quote.
Okay, well, the speed in the race, the on-paper speed in the race is obviously coming from horses like Brook Magic, Lipizzan and Louisa, but Gary Portelli hinted that, you know, they'd want to try and take some sort of a sit with Lipizzan, and Joe Pride hinted when you were interviewing him earlier that he'd like to also, you know, quite possibly sit off on Brook Magic, but I don't know whether which way it's going to fall. They're the 3 go-forward horses. Other ones that have got a bit of speed. Awesome Plucky's got a decision to make, it can press forward. Star Galaxy's got a little bit of pace, and Manicure's got a little bit of pace. So look, a little bit up in the air with this speed map, but I do think that they should roll along.
Yeah, it's a terrific race, isn't it, Mike?
Right. And great two-year-old race.
You can make a case for all 9, really, that could easily win this race. Even Nikki's Goal, Gary Portelli, was a little bit bullish about it this morning, but look, I'm pretty keen on Brook Magic. I thought both her wins at Kembla were superb efforts. She only over the 1,000 metres, but she was up on speed, controlling the race, dominated both. Comes to 1,200 metres. That's the one issue I have, but Joe Pride didn't seem to be overly concerned about it, and more importantly, he doesn't believe the filly has to necessarily lead either, as Mike hinted. From her soft gate, she'll be in the right spot throughout, and I think she's pretty smart, Brook Magic. She's the one to beat for mine. From 9, Manicure, I thought she was great sitting outside Sasso Cabaro and running it down late at Canterbury. It was a really tough win from an improving filly. She was backed into favouritism when she made a debut at Warwick Farm prior to that, and she was completely knocked over making a run up the inside that day. It was a complete forget run, and she came out next start and showed what ability she has. It's hard to knock the top weight number 1, Lipizzan. She turns up and runs good races every time, but she's a little awkwardly drawn today. Significant weight increase off a Randwick win. But as I said, she's just a real trier. Hard to line up Awesome Pluck, isn't it, Mike? He was just terrific, beating basically nothing at Taree, but then he came down and was given a Warwick Farm barrier trial last week. So Jenny Graham's got the horse to Sydney, settled him in. He looked really good in that Warwick Farm trial. He might be a star, Awesome Pluck, and the money has come for him, as Nick said. I left out a horse like Wild Heart, who did a terrific job to win second up at Warwick Farm, holding off Curdled, who has since come out and won a stakes race in Brisbane. So I could keep going. As I said, all nine, you could make a case for them, Mike. I've come back to three, Brook Magic. I think she's a pretty smart filly, and I think she'll run a terrific race in the first. 3, 9, 1, and 5.
Yeah, I've got to stick with Brook Magic. My son would disown me if I tip against her because he's got a little share in it with one of his mates. But look, she's been ultra impressive. She's won both runs this prep against the older horses, albeit over 1,000, but she's been up on the speed in fast run races. She carried 59 the other day at Kembla in that benchmark 60. Hard for a 2-year-old to do that. Brett Navdala is going to give her a beautiful ride here, maybe sitting second or third, or, you know, if she does finish in front, it doesn't really matter. She's got experience at the track. As Ray said, she's just got to tick that 1,200 metre box, but I think she's a filly of listed potential. I'm sticking with her. To beat Lipizzan, took a sit for an easy win at Randwick last start when conditions certainly did suit. She was in the best part of the track, but she was strong to the line. She hasn't missed a place in 6 starts. She's more than likely going to map quite well again here. She's another Warwick Farm trained runner, so she hasn't got to go too far. 5 for 3rd, awesome pluck. Ray said it all. Beat nothing on debut, but was ultra impressive winning their Atari over 1,000. Has had a very easy barrier trial since. Awkward draw is not really an issue. It's a straight run here at Warwick Farm. We'll learn a lot more about this horse after today's race because, as Ray said, this is a very, very strong field here. So we will get, you know, just find out how good this horse is. And for 4th, number 4, Louisa, first up here from the Waller Yard. Drawn to map quite beautifully, and the trial was sound. Look, I'm hoping, and I'm quite keen on the 3 to beat 1, 5, and 4.
All right, we move to race 2. Just prior to that, Mitch Manners in the first. He goes for 5, awesome pluck, the Jenny Graham runner to win again. 5 to win from 1, 9, and 6. Mitch again filling in for Darren today. All right, race number 2, Quinny, a fillies and mares benchmark 83, 1400.
We've got Pioneering 7, Yuma Desert 550, Blendwell 26, Philosophy a $3 favourite, Ruby Rampart 6, No Interest 16, Noah a 440 second elect, Loves a Fantasy 18, Stiletto Vixen 19. Philosophy resumed from a spell with a good win at Canterbury, and the early money has been for her again. She opened 320, punters quickly snapped that up. She's firm to $3 and hopefully can give James Cummings his first winner today in the Royal Blue.
Yeah, look, there's not a great deal of pressure here. I think Yuma Desert goes straight to the front. Noir won't be too far away. Stiletto Vixen, if it comes away cleanly from barrier one, can hold a spot. Pioneering up to 1,400 can be closer. And even a horse like Ruby Rampart, it may just poke across there and get into the first 3. But I think Yuma Desert gets control here. They certainly won't fly. It'll just be a nice, true, even pace.
I can see Philosophy just camping on that pace from her soft gate here too, Mike. And she's an admirer of this filly. She's only had the 5 starts, and I think it's a significant point that despite her breeding, she's superbly bred by Street Cry out of Renaissance. And even though she's obviously had injury issues, Godolphin have kept her in the system over basically into a 5th year now as a mare. And one of 3 of those 5, and first up at Canterbury, she showed that will to win. L.A. Cheval pinched a break and looked home for all money, but she knuckled down to a task out wide, ran L.A. Cheval down and nailed her right on the line. I like the fact that Godolphin had given her 3 weeks between runs to get over. That was a tough run first up by Philosophy, but as I said, she's got this tremendous will to win, and from that soft gate, she's going to enjoy the lovely run camped up on the speed. And $3 is probably rock bottom odds, Mike, but I still think she is clearly the one to beat for mine for Philosophy. I'm expecting a much better run from number 1 Pioneering here, and it was interesting that Philip Dingwall, the acting chief steward, made mention of Pioneering earlier to Jason. And her run second up at Rose Hill, she's run 9th of 10 behind Magic Alibi. Just put a line through it. She had no luck at all in the straight Pioneering. She should have finished a lot closer. Today, she's got the right barrier draw. She's got the right jockey. She'll lob into a perfect spot. Pioneering will run a much better race and at good odds here. 7, Noir, impossible to fault her. She just turns up every time and gets the job done. She had to work hard to beat La Chicabella last start, and she's been up a while, but she's holding her form. Number 5, Ruby Rampart, got further back than I expected at Randwick last start. Got home nicely in that sit sprint race won by Yuma Desert. I think they might be more aggressive with her today and get her up on speed. She's a versatile mare. She can race anywhere in a field, and she can run a race at odds. Another good race, Mike. Pretty competitive, this mare's race. I've got 4 Philosophy on top. I think she'll get the run of the race stuff and be hard to beat. 4, 1, 7 and 5 in the second.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is the way to go, philosophy. She was good winning first up there at Canterbury. Came with a strong finish. She only get up narrowly, but it was a very strong win there on the slow track. Did a similar thing last preparation, won first up in maiden company on the Beaumont track, then improved dramatically to win second up. That was also here at Warwick Farm over 1,300 metres. Gets an extra 100 metres here. Looks perfect for her here, second up off a 17-day break. A little bit of giving the ground. Beautiful draw, as you say, with Corey Brown on board, and no one's riding better than Corey at the moment. So, look, she ticks all the boxes to beat 2 Humid Desert. She ticked the 1,400-metre box, winning last start at Randwick in that Fillies and Mares 81. She controlled the race there and looks likely to do the same again here with Nick Hayward's 2-kilo claim. She's nicely in. The Warwick Farm form is good. She's been placed 2 from 3 there and controlling the race up front. She's going to have something to offer for sure. Rebe Rampart, been up a while, but very consistent. Comes through that same Humid Desert race at Randwick when it closed off an unsuitable tempo and in the worst part of the track. It still got to the line strongly. It was never a winning chance, but did have things against it, but hit the line strongly. Does meet Humid Desert 2.5 kilos better at the weights. And for fourth, number 9, Stiletto Vixen. I had my money on this horse the other day. Was a little bit tardy away in that same race there at Randwick and was one of the few runners to get to the centre of the track and make ground against the double bias. So from barrier 1 today, if it can come away cleanly, it's definitely a place chance. 4, 2, 5, and 9.
Mitch Manners agreeing with both of you with philosophy. Number 4 on top to beat 7, 5, and 1. 4, 7, 5, and 1. Third race is for the Stayers, 2,400 metres, the Pro Rata ATC membership on sale handicap. Quinny?
Yes, and all eyes will be on Collateral, who has been well back to rack up another victory here. Now a $2.90 favourite, Sayed a $2.50 chance, has been well back this morning. The Gavel 11, El Novio 9, Epsom Hill 9, Brogue 19, Downstown Charlie 26, Moreland Fabulous 21, Go Benny 17. About 80% of the money has been for the top two in the market, Collateral and Sayed. Collateral was well backed initially, including a bet of 4,500 at 210, but has just drifted due to the support for Sayed, who's now favourite with Huey Bowman looking to rack up another victory.
Yeah, speed in the race. Well, I think Brogue goes straight to the front from horses like Sayed and Epsom Hill. Another one that won't be too far away is the Gavel. Obviously the favourite from barrier 1. He probably won't have to get back to last, but he does like to find his feet and get into his rhythm. But they should roll along at a true enough pace to make the race comfortable for the favourite.
Yeah, I've got Collateral and Sayed fighting this one out too, Mike. I've come back to Collateral. Look, he's just got this tremendous winning attitude, this horse. And last start at Randwick, a month ago, we were worried whether this horse could get beyond 1,600 metres, and he jumped from an 1,800-metre win at Rose Hill straight to 2,400 on a heavy track at Randwick and got the job done. It was a lovely Ty England ride that day. He stalked the leaders, powered past late. I think he presents better today with that 2,400-metre run under his belt. Going back to this trip again, he's rock-hard fit. He's in form. He's effective on top of the ground as well as in the heavy. He's just got this tremendous attitude since he's been transferred to the Bjørn Baker stable. He's gone to a new level, Collateral, and the fact Bjørn has this extraordinary ability to keep horses up and in form over an extended period, and he's one of them. He's a great advertisement for the stable, Collateral. I think he can go 5 straight, but I am wary of number 2, Sayed. And look, his form in Melbourne has been very, very good, and you can make an excuse. He was a touch unlucky last start when beaten by Encosta Line at Flemington. He was ambushed late that day. But he's a tough, grinding, one-paced stayer. The 2,400 metres is ideal for him. Number 5, Epsom Hill. He was good last start in the Collateral race. He was under siege on the turn, but he held on to run second. No match for Collateral. The concern about Epsom Hill, though, Mike, is whether it's wet enough for him. We heard from David Hayes earlier. He wanted a heavy track, a soft 5. That won't be to his advantage, Epsom Hill, but he's a grinding, strong stayer, so he'll be up on speed making his own luck. And the lightweight, number 9, Go Benny, a tremendous chance here at big odds. He comes off a Newcastle win over 2,340 metres for Gary Fraser. Carried 62 kilos that day and unleashed a really good sprint, admittedly against inferior opposition, but he drops down to just 53 kilos, a 9 kg difference. He's a rock-hard fit, in-form horse. He'll add value to your multiples, but I do like number one, Collateral Mike, to make it five straight. He's been a real find this winter for the Bjorn Baker stable. In the third, 1, 2, 5 and 9.
Yeah, I agree totally. He's hard to go past. He's chasing his fifth win on the trot here. He's another that ran on against the bias to win at Randwick 2 weeks ago. In doing so, he ticked the 2,400 metre box. Wet or dry, it doesn't really matter. He's short enough, but I think he's entitled to be. He's got the 2 kilo claim also for young Nick Haywood. Look, he's just really hard to beat. Sayed is definitely the danger. He's from the Waller Yard. He returns from Melbourne in good form. He was winner on the Lakeside course over 2,100. I thought he was exposed a little bit too early at Flemington last start. Yep. He came out four wide from around about the 800. It was a sitting shot for his stablemate. But, you know, he battled on really well. He's a dour type at 2,400 metres, is right up his alley, and he's going to acquit himself well. Another Waller runner, number four, El Novio, fitter now for four runs, was luckless last start at Canterbury over 1,900, has no trouble running 2,400. He's a winner at Warwick Farm, and a bit of give in the ground is certainly no disservice to his chances. And for fourth, number nine, the one that you mentioned down the bottom there, Go Benny, with that massive drop in the weights of 9 kilos. It was only a benchmark 60 that he won at Newcastle the other day, but he was quite strong on the line. A lightly raced horse, I think he's only had 16 starts, and with that big weight drop, he's certainly got to be given some chance. But I think the favourite will continue on his winning way, 1, 2, 4 and 9.
Mitch agrees again. Mitch Manners with a Collateral to make it five straight here to beat 2, 4 and 5. 1, 2, 4, 5 there from Mitch Manners. We are a third of the way through our preview of Warwick Farm on Racing HQ. Great to have you with us. A break and back with the four.
You need more cash flow for your business, but the bank says no.
You want to use it to attract new customers, but the banks still say no.
You've got a great track record and a strong credit score, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $400,000 projected quaddie pool at Warwick Farm today. And a $40,000 projected first four pool on the Christmas in July at Club Menangle Pace at Tabcorp Park Menangle tonight. You can prepare for the punt, watch racing live and relive the action with Tab on your mobile. Download the Tab app or visit tab.com.au. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
2017 was Inglis' greatest ever select yearling sale season. Inglis Classic, introducing Riverside Stables to the world. Melbourne Premier, the newest member of the Millionaires Club. And Inglis Easter averaged 73% higher than the nearest Southern Hemisphere yearling sale. Entries for the 2018 Inglis Yearling Sale Series are now open. Enter online at inglis.com.au.
Mum, do you hear that beeping sound?
You left the fridge door open again.
Close. It's the sound of Bingley trucks loading new Westinghouse, Hitachi and Beko fridges ready for free delivery.
And free unpacking. We'll take away the packaging too.
And we'll take away your old fridge free.
It's a great deal.
Buy any new Hitachi, Beko or Westinghouse fridge from Bingley and get free full service delivery.
You know when that beeping will stop, Lionel?
Yes, very soon, so be quick. See in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Welcome back to Racing HQ. Up to race four of the preview at Warwick Farm this afternoon. The At The Races handicap. Not a bad race this one for the three-year-olds in benchmark 72. What are the prices, Nick?
Yeah, it's been a very competitive betting race. Cosmic Engine now a 3.30 second elect. Ghostly, a well-backed favourite, now 3.10. A beat some 4.40. Cool Binny 14. Ruthless Agent 18. Seventh Chick 13. Aquatic 12. Weekend Affair 23. La Chicabella 14. Ghostly's been the best backed runner. Was a $5 chance this morning. Has been backed into 3.10. The new favourite now from Cosmic Engine 3.30. And one punter gives Weekend Affair a big chance, parting with $1,000 at $26. But overall, Ghostly, the best backed runner to hopefully give James Cummings another winner.
Yeah, there's not much pressure here. I think a bit of same will probably roll straight to the front from La Chicabella. Seventh Chick from its good draw there. Should drop into the box seat. Other runners that won't be too far away, maybe Weekend Affair and the top weight Cosmic Engine won't have to give away too much start from that nice draw. But I've got a meter same leading, Ray, but not much pressure in this race.
What about Ghostly, Mike? He led when he won at Canterbury two runs back, and then last start he sort of missed the kick and got back in that field. Where do you have him in the speed map?
Maybe sixth. He won't get too far back either.
Okay, I think it'll be more aggressive, yeah, and be up there a lot closer than they were at Randwick. Mike, I'm in a bit of a throw at the stumps here with number 11, La Chicabello. I think Nick mentioned that this field is about $14, about the right price for her, because she's stepping into Saturday grade for the first time, but she's really impressed me, this filly. She's a Tasmanian bred who won on debut last year, then was transferred to the Joe Pride Stable. Did a great job to win first up at Gosford. Then I thought her effort in defeat behind Noir at Canterbury was outstanding. Noir had her well and truly beaten from the top of the straight. This little filly from the Joe Pride Stable refused to lie down. Corey Brown told me she just blundered in the last 50 metres and it cost her a win. She was fighting back on the inside that day. I was really impressed with her determination. And just talking to Joe Pride this morning, Mike, he's adamant that getting out to 1,400 metres is going to suit this filly a lot more. She'll cruise across and probably settle behind our Beatsome, be up on the speed. If they don't go too hard, she'll be in the right spot. And we know she can fight hard. I think she's a great chance at $14, number one, La Chicabella. I've got her on top, but I do concede number one, Cosmic Engine, is a very promising horse. He gave Suncraze a start and ran him down first up at Newcastle with a powerful finish. And then he toyed with old arrivals last start in the midweeks at Warwick Farm. He's a real improver. Has to carry 61 here, but he's a big, strong horse with that powerful finish. Cool Vinny, this is a horse who was going through the grades nicely in the bush for Chris Lees, and last out at the Provincials got a long way back at Wyong. Helensburgh Hams, a smart sprinter, just railed like a greyhound around the turn, pinched a brake. Cool Vinny got out late and was charging home. It was a really good run. Getting out to 1,400 metres will suit him. And number two, Ghostly, I'll be interested in the tactics that they employ here, Mike. He can certainly figure in the finish here. I'd like to see him sort of settle definitely in that front half of the field, and that'll give him his best chance. But I thought La Chicabella at the each-way odds was worth a gamble in race four. Number 11, La Chicabella on top from 1, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I haven't got her in my numbers, but I see where you're coming from with her. Look, I've gone with Cosmic Engine here. He's been eye-catching wins both runs his preparation. As Ray said, he downed Suncraze at Newcastle with a dominant finish there first up, and then improved dramatically to win second up here at Warwick Farm over this trip today, 1,400 metres with 61 kilos on his back. Carries the same weight here, goes up marginally in grade. Got the Waller-Bowman combination. He's, you know, there's nothing to say he can't keep improving. He did improve last prep to win third up after two mediocre runs. So I think he's got more to offer. And, you know, with the Warwick Farm run under his belt, he's certainly going to race well. I thought the Ruffy in the race, Weekend Affair, number 9, had some chance here. He's made nice progress in easier all three runs his prep. Hit the line strongly in all of them. Was a maiden winner two runs back at Hawkesbury, running good time over 1,300 metres. And then last start at Kembla, stepped up to the 1,400. Should have won easily there. Was badly pocketed. Only got out late and charged to the line to go down narrowly. So a lightweight chance. That's got some chance here. 2 for 3, Ghostly. Ran on well against the bias 2 weeks ago when a closing third to Memes over 1,200. That was its first run in 31 days, so bound to be fitter for that run, and the extra 200 metres certainly going to suit it today. And for fourth, number 7, Seventh Chick has been luckless in 3 of her 4 runs as preparation. Overcame trouble to win last start here at Warwick Farm over 1,400 metres against the older mares, and likes a little bit of give in the ground. I'm going to stick with Cosmic Engine to beat 9, 2 and 7.
Mitch Manners agrees with you, Mike. Cosmic Engine on top, number 1, to beat 2, 7 and 8. 1, 2, 7 and 8. All right, Nick, what about race 5, the Tab Highway over 1,200 metres?
Nick's Vendetta 5, Suncraze All the Rage at $1.70, Loves a Hassle 12, Marco Man 16, Salesman 11, Academy Hill 15, Sonic Girl 26, Buddy Honor 17, Magic Benetale 26 with Revenue 31. Now Suncraze won impressively on debut but has ran second his last 5 starts. Punters very much in his camp today though. $2.10 into $1.70 with a couple of deductions along the way. The biggest bet at the $2.10, an $8,000 bet. But let's be honest, Glenn Munsey's in Europe for a reason. He claims it's because of this horse.
Speaking of Munsey, any of you guys South supporters?
No.
We should make mention, he did say, Mike, he tweeted this morning, he's listening to us from Roma this morning.
Okay, yeah. Morning, Munz. Did South play well last night? No. Anyway, speed in the race. Well, look, Buddy Honest from a wide draw come across and more than likely take up the running. Academy Hill won't be too far away. Nix Vendetta is another that can go forward. From a better draw, Salesman will hold some sort of a spot. And Revenue down the bottom there with Cathy O'Hara on board can posse up just behind them. But I've got Buddy Honest coming across, creating a solid enough pace for all runners.
What about Suncraze, Mike? I guess the one negative when you look at this horse in this tab highway is the gate. He's a get-back horse, and from barrier two, I'm just a little concerned where he may get in the run.
Well, I think that the thing in his favour is he's got Corey Brown on board. You've made mention a number of times how well Corey is riding. He's going to have to produce one of his good rides. He will definitely be looking to, you know, get out wide or get to the centre of the track in the latter stages of the race. But if he gets bottled away and is forced to come up underneath them, it could make his task a little harder.
Yeah, he's got two important factors, hasn't he, Mike?
Yep.
Corey Brown and a turn of foot. This horse has got a lethal burst of acceleration when he gets the opportunity to show it. And look, he won his debut in August last year, like a very promising horse. Everyone put him down in their black book that day. Five starts since. 5 seconds, and you can make a case he should have won the lot. And even last start at Newcastle, Cosmic Engine ran him down late, but Suncraze was 3 and 4 wide exposed the whole way that day, and Cosmic Engine just ambushed him in the last 100 metres. Suncraze still unleashed that turn of foot, though, that he's got to put a gap on him and Cosmic Engine until he got tired the last 100, and he had to get tired given the run he had. Today, though, from gate two, he'll be back in the ruck. That's the concern, but I'll bank on Corey Brown to weave his magic, give this horse some galloping room, and he'll unleash that turn of foot, Suncraze, and I think he'll end what's been a frustrating run of second placings for Connections, but they do know they've got a very good horse. Number one, Nix Vendetta, another talented top. He was good first up at Newcastle behind Billabong Cindy. He'll improve off that. He's got terrific second up stats, Nix Vendetta, and he'll be hard to beat. I thought number four, Marco Mann, was getting under the radar a little bit here. At $16, I thought he was overs. He won on the Acton track at Canberra last start. He's a get-back horse. There's a bit of speed here, as Mike said. He'll be getting home hard. And number six, Academy Hill. Usually gets up on speed and makes his own luck. He's very consistent. Finds it hard to win, but he's invariably in the money, so he won't be too far away at the finish. But I just think he needs an ounce of luck, Mike Suncraze, and he'll be winning today. The $1.70 short enough, but I think he's pretty good in the tab highway. Race five, number two, Suncraze on top. From 1, 4, and 6.
Yeah, he certainly he's been a bit of a nightmare for punters, but was no doubting he's got plenty of ability, this horse. I've got to stick with him. As I say, he's short enough and not that well placed on the map, but he's clearly the best horse in the race. His last two runs went second to Clipper and Cosmic Engine. That formed well and truly good enough to win this race. He just needs run of the race stuff to go his way, and I think he's going to be saluting. Nix Vendetta, I've put it in for second. Was wide, battled on quite well first up at Newcastle. This horse is a progressive horse. He's won 2 from 2 second up. With Michaela Weir going back on board, she's had 2 rides on the horse for a win in a second. Her 3 kilo claim will be essential. So I'm sure he's ready to race well. For third, number four, Marco Mann, as Ray said, comes out of that good Acton win last start, where it hit the line strongly from past midfield. All 4 runs this prep have been good. And for fourth, number three, Loves a Hassle, has hit the line quite strongly in 3 of its 5 runs this campaign. Last start at Dubbo was good when it sat wide and still closed off. Had a little 34-day freshen, and blinkers go on for the first time, so they've probably, you know, held it back for this race. And with the blinkers going on, it may have a bit of a kick. I'm going to stick with the favourite. He's short enough, but, you know, he's really hard to go past to beat. That's 2, 1, 4, and 3.
Mitch Manners also agrees with Suncraze, number 2 on top from 1-4-5, 2-1-4-5. What about race number 6, Nick, for 3-year-olds over 1,100?
Cadigan 14, spending to win a 3-10 favourite. Alluvion at 19, Suspenders 23, Walk Right In 34, Kings of Leon 550, Launch Code 460, Agent Dior 12, Parlez Voix 850, Difficult to Get 21, second step 17, once more a lady 23. The best back runners here, the favourite Spending to Win's been well backed in the last 48 hours. And there's also been good support for Kings of Leon, who opened $9, took some bets at that quote, now on the third line of betting at $5.50.
Yeah, well, Spending to Win's the widest draw here, but I don't think that's going to be present too much of a problem, because all the horses that are drawn wide underneath him, they all have a tendency to go back. So I think Huey's going to pretty much get an easy time out wide initially, and then the ones that he's going to have to contend with are all drawn nicely. That's Launch Code, Second Step, and then horses like Suspenders, Walk Right In, and Difficult to Get. Now, they're all drawn down on the inside. They'll all sort of find a spot quite clearly, and I think Huey will ambush them and go across and go straight to the front. It'll be a truly run race, but, you know, as I say, I don't think he's going to get too much pressure to find the lead.
Yeah, well, I hope Huey does have that aggressive attitude early, because I'd love to see Second Step just take a sit here, Mike. Look, I know this is a massive jump in grade four from a Bathurst Class 1 into a Sydney Saturday grade race against some seasoned campaigners in a benchmark 70, but look, I think she's a pretty smart filly. John Steinmetz has done a good job with her so far, very lightly raced, just the three starts. She won at Wyong back in November and ran very good time over 1,000 metres, broke 34 coming home, leading throughout, and was never really tested. First up at Bathurst was a Class 1. Mitchell Bell didn't give her much of a hard ride, and she still broke the track record. I think she's pretty smart, this filly. This, as I said, is a massive jump in grade. Nick's mentioning $17. She's a good each-way gamble. She'll be up on speed, probably taking that sit behind Spending to Win, as Mike suggested. If that's the case, she'll run a race here at good each-way odds, number 14, Second Step. I like her. From 10, Launch Code. He was very good first up at Warwick Farm. It was a big street corner tip that day, and he was too good for Tivoli Street and Star of Monsoon. The format of that race is a slight concern. Tivoli Street and Star of Monsoon haven't won since this race, but just the raps that the then-trainer James Cummings gave to Launch Code after that race, you know he's a talent, and he'll be fitter for that run despite having a month between runs. Number two, Spending to Win, trialled really well going into today's race. As Mike suggests, they may have to do a bit of work early. That could leave them exposed late first up. And Kings of Leon, tremendous return by him. He'll be back. He'll be charging home late. I think it's a pretty good race, Mike. Pretty open. And I think $17 Second Step is a pretty good each-way gamble in race six. I'm going her way, the 14 Second Step each way from 10, 2 and 9.
Yeah, it's a good little race. I've actually gone a little bit wide myself here with number 12, Parley Vu from the Joe Pride Yard. This horse has had his first up. It's had three lovely barrier trials. His fresh form is terrific. It's had two fresh appearances. It won on debut at Gosford in impressive style. And last preparation was beaten a neck over 1,100 Randwick and should have won comfortably in that race. So it basically should be two from two fresh. It's another one that's drawn down on the inside, and it's another Corey Brown ride. Yeah. So Corey's going to have to navigate his way here from probably around about midfield. But if he can get the right splits, this horse has got a great turn of foot, as he just played in first up at Randwick last preparation over the same distances today. So, look, just needs run-of-the-race stuff to go his way. I'm sure he's going to be competitive at a price, and I'm going to lean towards him to beat number two, Spending to Win. First up, two lovely barrier trials, impressive win of fresh last preparation at Canterbury over 1,100 metres, as I said initially, with Huey on board. He's the one that's going to come across from that wide draw and more than likely take the running up. And I don't think there'll be too much pressure there. His soft track form is okay. I know we're on a dead five or a soft five, whatever it is, but he handles that sort of going for sure. 13 for third, difficult to get. One well two, its last three runs, both over 1,000 metres. Over-raced the other day at Randwick on that really heavy track over 1,100 metres behind Memes. It's had a 28-day freshen, and it was a win of two runs back when it was here at Warwick Farm. So getting back to a course where it's got winning form should hold it in good stead. And for fourth, I'm also with you there with Launch Code. Impressive winner there first up. As you said, it was a nothing race but won well. 38 days since that run now with Chris Lees. It's been in and scratched a couple of times, this horse, trying to find the right race for it. So it is a horse with ability. Look, Chris Lees, we all know what a great trainer he is too. 12, 2, 13 and 10.
Well, Mitch Manners has also gone for a little bit of value here with number one, Cadogan. He's on top selection to beat 10, 2 and 9. 1, 10, 2 and 9. And race 6 at Warwick Farm kicks off the quaddie today for New South Wales customers. There's a $400,000 anticipated pool, which is not bad coin for a Saturday quaddy.
Wouldn't mind picking that up. Exactly. We'll give it a go, though.
Exactly. We might take a short break. Come back soon on Racing HQ.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see the man. Penrith Mazda, with 300 new cars in stock over 5 acres. Penrith Mazda VT50 Youth Centre with 50 youths on display. Let us package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in our Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda, 2016 Mazda Master Dealer, family owned and operated, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD18808.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside thoroughbred, grade and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Winter is here. There's no better way to shake off the winter blues than by celebrating Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Warm yourself up with a traditional festive lunch while enjoying spectacular views of the home straight. Catch all the racing action, including the listed $150,000 winter stakes. Celebrate Christmas in July at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Book your place today at www.theatc.com.au.
Tired of paying exorbitant fees to breed your mares? Contact Kooringal to discuss all-inclusive breeding packages for dry, maiden and infoal mares to their proven sires, Magic Albert, Dewporce and Zariz, as well as exciting young sire, the Brothers War. Packages include service fee, adjustment, vet and GST, and start from $7,000. Contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875 to discuss the best match for your mare.
Sky Sports Radio, with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
We're up to race number 7, the highest rating race of the day. It's a benchmark 93 over the mile. Quinny?
Very competitive betting race. Old North 550, Leopari a 350 favourite, So Willie 480, Olympic Academy 14, Zayam 8, Gold Ambition 10, Heavenly Anna 4, the best backed runner, drum roll please, number 2, Old North. For everything the Cummings family have achieved, surely getting a win with this bloke would shoot to the top of the list.
Yeah, maybe. Speed in the race, well, there isn't any pace at all with the scratching of the top weight. We're left with Gold Ambition and Zayam. They'll press forward and sort the lead out, but absolutely no pressure whatsoever. Leopari will probably finish up lobby into the box seat now. And Heavenly Anna probably won't be too far away, but Gold Ambition is AM to sort the lead with no pressure at all.
Yeah, tricky speed map, isn't it, Mike? But I've come back to Leopari. I just think he just ticks most of the boxes in this race. And the most important one is Hugh Bowman goes back on. He gave it a gun ride at Rose Hill 2 runs back when he got through to beat Moss and Dale late. Last start, look, there are genuine excuses, I think, on the quick backup that day. And he worked home okay in the race won by Sound Proposition. He's better placed here. This is, I think, a slightly easier race, Mike. And as you suggested, Hugh might be able to lob him into the right spot here. Probably one out, one back, fourth or fifth. And he'll get every possible chance, Leopari. He's rock hard fit and he's a genuine horse. He always turns up and runs well. I've got him on top. I think the danger is down on the weights, Heavenly Anna, TAB number 8. She carried a big weight last start at Randwick and just couldn't unleash that sprint she's got that day. She tumbles down to 53 here. She'll be out the back stalking them. If there's any sort of speed, she's a knockout chance. But I still think with that turn of foot that she's got with the light weight, she'll run into the placings here. The 6, Siam. I'm concerned Mikey's staying at 1,600 metres. We heard from Matthew Smith earlier. There was just no real options for Siam going forward. That's the negative about him. The positive is he'll be up on speed. He'll be making his own luck, and he was very good second up in that Sound Proposition race. He beat home Leopari. He'll be in the right position throughout, just whether he has that turn of foot now, third up, still at a mile. And number 2, Old North, as Quinny hinted earlier, if this horse does produce his best, he'd blow this field away. It's been a while since we've seen it, but 2 runs back at Rose Hill, there were some encouraging signs in that Royal Tudor race. Last start, he was disappointing again. On his day, Old North would be in the mix here. One thing about Leopari, though, Mike, he's genuine, and he'll be hard to beat in race seven. He's on top for mine, the three Leopari, from 8, 6, and 2.
Yeah, I think the last time Old North was genuine, Jason and I both had hair. Leopari for me, for all the reasons Ray said there. Good winner at Rosehill, two starts back. Was on the quick backup last start, which I don't really think suited. If you go back to earlier this year, this horse was a dominant favourite on a quick backup at Randwick and missed a place a fortnight later, bounced back to win at Randwick. So I think there's a pattern there to suggest he could bounce back. With Huey on board, he's my clear top pit. I think he's one of the better bets of the day. To beat Heavenly Anna, I made the point about her a fortnight ago that every time she wins, the subsequent run is disappointing. She's missed a place four times. She followed a similar thing last start. She was hard in the market there, went 6th and 7. She's another that can bounce back with the lightweight. 4 for 3rd, So Willie. Little freshen up, coming back in distance. I think that suits him. His last two starts have been at 1,800 and 2,000. He's only been placed 2 of 5 in that distance range. Much better suited here at a mile. And for 4th, number 6, Zayem, gets on-pace favours. He's one-paced, but if he sort of puts the pedal down, you know, somewhere around about the 700, he can be there for a while. 3 looks a good bet for me to beat 8, 4 and 6.
Yeah, Mitch agrees. Mitch Benner's his best bet of the day, in fact, number 3, Leopari, to beat 4, 7 and 2, 3, 4, 7 and 2. What about race number 8, Nick? It's a benchmark 82, 1,100 metres the jump.
It is an open race apart from the favourite who's been popular. Going down the field, we have Embley 19, Your Way a 3.40 favourite, Harar at 26, Sanjavis currently at $6.50 chance, in from 7, Secret Trail 8.50, Last Witness 23, Hot Hit 4.60, Isarich 19, Discriminator 41, Alicia Bell 14, Icon Rock 8, Eminent Duke 81. There has been good support for the favourite, Your Way.
Yeah, well, this is the one race in the day where there's going to be plenty of speed. We've got Hot Hit from a good draw. We've got L.A. Chevelle and Escrimador from wide draws. That's if Escrimador decides to come out of the barriers. They've both got plenty of speed. Your Way won't be too far away. Sangalvezi won't be too far away from barrier one. And Isarich is another one that can posse up closely. So, look, there's pressure in numbers, and several of those horses have got good gate speed, so it should be a truly run race.
Yeah, the Bjorn Baker stable have three runners here, Mike. The favourite, Your Way. San Giovese, as you said, got that inside gate. She's rock hard fit. And the toppy number one, Embley. Now, he may look like a horse he probably needs further, but talking to Bjorn yesterday, he's very confident this horse can run well fresh, and his stats support that. The tempo that you mentioned, Mike, also gives a back marker like Embley a chance. But I'm with number two, Your Way. She's just a winner, this mare. As her record suggests, 9 starts, 7 wins. She's unbeaten fresh. She's had 2 trials going into this. She'll get into the right spot. She's a very, very good mare who just loves to win. I've got her on top, number 2, Your Way. I think she can make a winning return. From 10, L.A. Chevelle, who had the race shot to pieces at Canterbury, and Philosophy ran her down right on the line. If she can get across without working too hard and settle outside Hot Hit or San Giovese, back to 1,100 metres around Warwick Farm, she'll be hard to catch, L.A. Chevelle. Number 8, Isarich, has had 3 runs back from a spell. He hasn't been too far away in each. He always goes around at big odds. Throw him into your multiples. This horse, if he gets the right run, he'll be in the finish, Isarich. He's a very underrated sprinter. And I thought San Giovese from that inside gate will get all the favours. I might have a little saver on Embley too, just be Bjorn Baker's confidence about that horse, Mike. But I do think number 2, Your Way, is the horse to beat in race 8. 2, 10, 8 and 4.
Yeah, a few chances in this race. I've gone with Secret Trail from the Snowden Yard. First 2 runs this prep were both very sound. Was a winner second up at Canterbury on the heavy there, where it overcame difficulties to get the job done. Last start was in the worst ground in a stronger race at Rose Hill. Back to a benchmark 82 here with the claim. Certainly does look well suited. From that draw, I see it maybe 3, 4 pairs back off this hot speed and should present at the right time. For second, Your Way, for all the reasons Ray said there, it's had 2 lovely barrier trials, did a similar thing last prep. This horse is unbeaten fresh, won 2 from 2. And it is a winner. Last campaign it had 5 starts and was successful 4 times and does like a little bit of giving the ground. 11 for third, Icon Rock. It was a strong win first up in Easier here at Warwick Farm over this distance. 38 days since that run is a good stat for this horse. It's got a history of having its run spaced. And this, with this hot pace, it's another that's going to be suited. And for fourth, number 10, L.A. Chevelle. Battled on quite well, probably at its maximum trip last start at Canterbury over 1,200. Comes back to 1,100, which is certainly going to help. Hasn't won for a while, but does tick a few boxes here. I'm 5, 2, 11 and 10.
Quinny, what price is L.A. Chevelle? Just wanted to check that.
I might have. Do I need a mulligan with that one, do I, Jason?
I think you might.
Might have been offering some overs. Currently, it's $7.50.
Well,
that
might have hit 14.
Yeah, I read the tote price.
Okay.
You can take it, but it's not guaranteed.
Okay.
Funny about that, Jake.
Number two, your way on top from Mitch, ahead of 4-7 and 5. What about the ninth, the tab handicap, Nick?
I'll read the fixed odds this time. Hollywood Bound 18, Petrosian 14, Brazen 19, Spider Coda 19, Dubai in Style 5, Francesco 9.50. There's been a little bit of support for Minor Freccia back into $8. Imanui 11, Kelvin Side 26, Miami Dade 17, Nat King Koo 26, Nonpareil 4.80, Time Out of Mind 8, Excited Prince 34, Know How 26. The most open race on the program, the best backed runner, number 15, Time Out of Mind, 15 into 8 over the last couple of days. But this market obviously could take a lot of reshaping depending where the late money does go.
Yeah, Quinny's right here. It's a very tough race. We've got 15 runners and we haven't got much speed here either. I mean, I've got this one down the bottom, Time Out of Mind from a wide draw, coming across quite comfortably and leading from horses like Nat King Koo, Nonpareil and Spider Coda. And then away from those, you know, I really did struggle to find any other pressure at all. Maybe Kelvin Side is another that can be in the first four or five, but from a wide draw, Time Out of Mind is just going to cruise across with Glenn Schofield on board and have a pretty comfortable lead, and so there's not a great deal of pressure even though it's a big field.
Yeah, that's interesting, Mike. I've got Nonpareil on top, TAB number 14. No real confidence here because, as Mike said, a really tough race to end the day. At least, look, this filly's in really good form and she ran up to win at Rose Hill last start, beaten less than a half length into four spot behind Test of the World. It was a strong filly's race that day. And we heard from James Cummings earlier, it was Darren Beeman's recommendation just to put the winkers on Nonpareil today. Maybe she's just not concentrating late in her races. She's very fit, she's in form, she gets the right run, she's down in the weights, she gets a chance in a tough race. I've got 14 Nonpareil on top. The danger, I thought, was the 8 Minor Freccia, the horse that Nick said there's been some money for. Not surprised, he's resuming here. Former Japanese horse, each of his two Australian campaigns for Kim War, he's won first up, and Kim's given this horse a couple of nice trials to go into this. His recent trial at Gosford, I thought, was an eye-catcher, Minor Freccia. Watch for him. 7 Francesco comes out of the Invincible Night race at Rose Hill in that blanket finish that day. If he gets the right run, he'll be in the finish. And I thought number 11, Miami Dade, if he gets up on speed, could run a race at odds. Tough way to finish off for punters here, Mike. I've got 14 Nonpareil on top. 14, 8, 7 and 11.
Yeah, I've gone with the 3 Petrosian here. This country form is quite sound. It was a good winner first up at Tamworth. Found the worst ground second up there at Muswellbrook. It hasn't got any city wins to its credit, but it's got a few placings. But it's had 2 runs at Warwick Farm, being placed both times. This one's an off-pacer. And I'm just hoping that by race 9 that the swoopers are going to be even a little bit more advantage, because not from a pace point of view, but if the track starts to give out a bit, that, you know, this one can swoop down the outside and put itself in the race. 15 for second, Time Out of Mind, as I said, should get on pace favours here. Made nice improvement all 3 runs as prep. A good winner at Newcastle last start. That was 41 days ago, so bound to be fitter. And with that soft run up front, should have some sort of a kick. 14 for third, Nonpareil. For all the reasons Ray said there, was a good second 2 runs back, this track and distance. The winkers go on. Does like a bit of give in the ground and certainly going to map in the first 4. So from a tempo point of view, looks advantaged. And number 8 for fourth, Minor Freccia. First up, the trial was good. As Ray pointed out, it's won both its fresh runs in Australia, this ex-Japanese galloper. And has only had 1 run at Warwick Farm where it was successful over a mile. So it's got some experience there also. Tough race to finish the day. I'm going with the Country Neddy, 3, 15, 14 and 8.
That's the horse that gave Rachel Murray her 100th winner.
Correct.
At Tamworth.
Yes.
Petrosian. Mitch has gone for the 7, Francesco to beat 14, 9, 6, 7, 14, 9, 6. Mike, what's the best today?
I think the best bet is in race 7, number 3, Leopari. In that small field, I think it'd be really, really hard to beat. And I think a bit of a value runner is in race 6, that's number 12, Parlez-Vous. I think this horse has got ability, and if he can get into the right running line, I'm sure it'll hit the line strongly.
And Ray?
Yeah, race 5, number 2, Sun Crazy. Short enough now at $1.70. So in race 6, I'll take on Mike Ewam each way bet. Number 14, second step. I think Quinny said about $17. I like those odds too.
And what's been the best, Quinny, from putters today in terms of best back?
And this, Sun Craze, clearly the best back runner. Race 5, number 2, give him strength. Hopefully it can cut Glenn Munsey's European vacation short.
We wouldn't want that. All right, thanks, Quinny. Thanks, Mike.
Good talking to you, boys. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much, Ray.
Thanks so much, Jason. Good luck to all the punters this afternoon.
Indeed. That's it for this part of Racing HQ with Simon Harrison to host the chair after this break. Along with the Melbourne preview, we'll have Warren Huntley coming along very soon.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
It's Aldi season. The mid-year sales event not to be missed. Visit your preferred Aldi dealer to book a test drive today. Don't miss out. The M5 still rather busy in both directions around Mar Street. Also from the M5, Mar Street still carrying a fair amount of traffic into the International Terminal, Sydney Airport. Also a lot of traffic on Qantas Drive and Airport Drive. If you're leaving Sydney, no problems on the M1 Pacific Motorway as you head up towards the Newcastle area. The famous Peter Jackson half-year sale is on now, with up to 60% off suits, shirts, jackets and coats. Suits from $399 in-store and online at Peter Jackson Now. I'm Ian Wallace, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
The world's greatest fortnight of tennis is now on, and you won't want to miss a game, set or match this Wimbledon with our great odds and offers. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Your business needs a cash injection to grow, but the banks say no.
You need it nice and simple, and they still say no.
You don't want to hand over the deed to your house, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not a mountain of paperwork, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loans subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Susie from Delicious Dairies. We're proud to give back to the community by not only supporting our farmers, but by hiring people from Nova Employment who wouldn't necessarily get a chance. They are valued members of our business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $400,000 projected quaddy pool at Warwick Farm today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
And a very good morning to you, Simon Harrison, in the chair at 9:03. We're about to take a look at this card at Flemington. Warren Huntley, good morning.
Good morning, Simon.
So we've got the rail back in the true today, Warren. What was it to out 9 last meeting? Do you think that that could favour runners that are down on the fence?
It might round the circle early, Simon, but hard to predict how Flemington's going to race. There's been some aeration done, but that was immediately post that last meeting a couple of weeks ago down the outside of the track. So, I mean, I think at this stage, when the rail does go back to the true, particularly early on round the circle, it's not a disadvantage to be on the speed as long as there's not too much pressure, and that's not a bad scenario.
And Mark Hunter is back from the Adelaide Oval. He's with us, Mark. Good morning to you.
Morning, Simon.
Now, Nick Quinn, you're still with us. Quinny, good morning.
Yeah, regrettably for you, I am, Simon. Good morning to you too.
Righto, let's get stuck into the preview. The first event from Flemington Quinney is the Rivette Series Final over 1600. It's due at 11:45.
Yeah, and just as I speak, the loudspeaker at Warwick Farm's kicking in, so apologies for the background noise. And the two rubies have been popular in race one. Soho Ruby 6, Hussey's Glow 12, Elmer's Rosser 13, Ruby C, a 270 favourite, has been the best back. Bets of 1,500 and 3,470 throughout the course of the week. River Goddess 9, Spanish Reef 5, the other runners in single figure odds. But Ruby C, the best back. Soho Ruby, the second best backed.
Okay, Mark, I'll start with you. What are your selections in race one?
Simon, I'll tip number 4, Ruby C. I thought last campaign it looked to be a bit limited, but it's come back from a spell in fantastic form. It was a big win last time. A little bit of a sticky gate here, but I think it's the horse on the up who can win a game. To beat number 9, Spanish Reef, who chased really well at Sandown to win, goes forward, gets a nice run, and I think looks the main danger. 5, River Goddess, is in career best form, got an awkward barrier. Then 1, Soho Ruby, had a little setback going into that last run and just didn't fire. It's best form, it goes forward, and it's very hard to run down, but the last run is a worry. 4, 9, 5, and 1.
So 4, 9, 5, 1, the selections from Mark Hunter. Warren, what did you like in race one?
I like Ruby C. I know she's just going to have to settle into a spot, but she's still on the up this preparation, and she's come back a really improved filly this time. She's had the run at 1,600 metres. Terrific win last start, and I think she can kick off with a win. I guess the punter's off to a good start here. Number 4, Ruby C. Soho Ruby, as Mark said, if you forgive that last run, she's right in the mix, and she get a nice run from the draw, so anything like her previous form, she'll be okay, but there's that proviso on her last run. I thought Hussey's Glow, she'll be back in the field, probably get crossed by a few from that inside draw, but really ticked the box over 1,600 metres last start. And 12, Nicodame, probably comes across from that barrier and gets somewhere behind the speed. She's been flying under the radar to some extent, but her form lines up well here. I'm keen on Ruby C, 4-1-2-12.
So 4-1-2-12 there in race number one. Race number two, Nick, is the VRC CRV Cup Tour. It's over 2,000 metres and down to a field of 8 with the scratchings.
And there's been money for the top two numerically here. Kalani Kid now 350, favourite at that quote, was well backed when markets opened at $5 earlier on in the week. And Extra Zero's been a firmer today, 9 into 750. Show a Star, the other one in the market, has been 3 out to 420. Piccadilly, a $4.60 chance. A little bit of support at longer odds for Master Zephyr, a $13 chance. But the best back, the top two, Kalani Kid now favourite, and Extra Zero, as always, popular.
Okay, and Warren, who do you think will lead here?
Oh, going forward, I think Show a Star will be the leader, Simon, and probably the next horse is Lord Durandy. And I doubt they'll drive Show a Star mad with Lord Durandy. I think Show a Star's got a rolling tempo. He can't be really held up to dash home, so he'll lead. I think Lord Durandy's the one that camps off him, and it just depends how much pressure he applies. But Show a Star won't be held up to just dash home. He'll roll along at an even tempo.
And what are your thoughts in race two?
I like Pacadali each way. I know that we've had the scratchings. We ended in on a small field, but he conceded from a wide barrier last start, ran terrific late sectional, stepping up to 2,000 metres looks ideal. He beat Yogi earlier this prep, and Yogi's been a star at our midweekers for the Weir Stable in recent times, and he gets in on the minimum weight. I think he's good value, Pacadali. I think Darren Weir will win the race. Kalani Kid's just been screaming out for 2,000 metres and probably kept at the shorter trips with this race in mind to have him still on the up going into this, get a nice run from the draw, but he does have to concede 6 kilos to the stablemate. Extra Zero should be suited the way the race is run. He'll be ducking and weaving late, and Flemington 2,000 metres with a reasonable tempo up front is a good scenario for him, despite him getting on in years. And 6, Show a Star, I thought might be the best of the on-paces. 10-1-2-6.
10-1-2-6 from Warren. Mark, your thoughts on race two?
Simon, I think number 1, Kalani Kid is the best for the day. I think he's had a fantastic campaign. He's just been building up to the 2,000 metres. Each run's been super. He's had a hurdle trial since that last run. He box seats, and I just think he wins to beat number 2, Extra Zero. He's in great form. He gets back to Flemington. He's got an apprentice and a no-claim, but he'll be back and charging. 6, Show a Star, goes forward, gets a lovely run. Just a little query at a strong 2,000 metres still. And 10, Pacadali, who is a chance. I just thought it might be better on softer ground. Overseas seems to be its go, soft ground. 1, 2, 6 and 10.
1, 2, 6 and 10 from Mark Hunter, race 2. Gee, they're really blasting that music, aren't they, Quinny?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think just timed it impeccably. I'll go and pull some plugs.
Yeah, it sounds like it. The third, Quinny's the Leilani Series final for the mares over 1,400 metres. There's nothing scratched.
One of the more open races on the program, Zahitza, a $5 favourite, a lot of love, six. Others in the market include Chisholm, who's a $3.50 favourite, has been the best backed runner today. Hell or High Water, 10 with Give Us a Go. Move Now, 11. Overall, though, the best back to give Bo Mertens another win, number five, Chisholm.
Chisholm, Warren, in fact, I'll start with you, Mark. Do you think Chisholm can make it two straight here?
I think it's got a great hope. I'm just going to go for number four, Hell or High Water. There's not much pace in this race. I think four and five can get up the front and dominate the race. I liked Hell or High Water last time. It didn't win. I just think it might have been one run short, and if it's been set to peak today, it's got a fantastic chance. The beat number five, Schism, goes forward, sits outside the leader or even leads, gets a great run. It's in terrific form. Number nine, Movie, had the wet track first up, had no luck second up. Box seats today, got a value chance. And then number seven, Nimini Pimini, who just found the trip too short last time. It's ready for 1,400 metres. It'll be running on strongly. 4, 5, 9, and 7.
So 4, 5, 9, 7 there from Mark Hunter. And what did you like in the Lay Learning final here, Warren?
I know that there doesn't look a lot of tempo on front, so probably has to begin cleanly, number one, Zaritza. And if she does, she's got a way turnaround on Schism, and she seemed to race a lot more attractively the Melbourne way than she'd been in recent times. So I'm going to go with Zaritza, number one, ahead of two, A Lot of Love, who's on a quick backup, gets out to 1,400 metres. But if she begins cleanly with the blinkers on, she could be right on the speed, and the best of her form's good enough to be competitive here. Sometimes you can overlook the obvious. Schism got a really good run to win last start, but was solid through the line at 1,400 metres and get a nice run on the speed, as Mark's outlined. And I thought three vital importance. She'll be off the speed and working home, but if they do create a little bit of tempo in the race, it'll suit her running on. I'm certainly considering Hell or High Water. I just would have liked to see her up to 1,600 metres, but she goes in the mix in an even race. I put them in 1, 2, 5 and 3.
1, 2, 5 and 3. I have got Matt Hill selections for Flemington now. In race 3, Matt's with 2, A Lot of Love. Over 8, Jackie's Joy. 1, Zaritza. And 5, Schism. So Matt likes 2 from 8, 1, 5. Let's go back to race 1. Matty's tips for 4, Ruby C. Over 2, 5, 9. 4, 2, 5, 9. And in the second, Matt was with 1, Kalani Kid, a special, over 6.10.7. He made one a good thing from 6.10.7. Righto, Quinny, race 4 is the Taj Rossi series final for the 2-year-olds. And there's one scratching, number 4, Mulca's come out.
And there's one very, very exciting galloper in the form of Royal Symphony. One punter anticipating will be successful today, anchoring him through a multi-bet of nearly 22,000 through Collateral in race number 3 at Warwick Farm. So hopefully that double can be successful, returning odds of 334. Royal Symphony, though, all the rage. Now $1.45. Evil Christ, $6.50. Womp, $9.50. Anchor Bid, $10. Madam Moustache, Best the Rest at $18. It's all about this short price, Royal Sympathy, and hopefully he can continue on his winning way.
Yeah, Warren, Royal Symphony has been very impressive.
He's exciting. Simon, he's a very short quote. He's got an inside draw and he's up to 1,600 metres, but around the circle at Flemington, last out of the races around the circle, he ran the quickest last 1,000 metres of the day compared with the older horses in what was a good meeting at Flemington. So he's got plenty of upside. First racing prep, he had a month between his first and his second run. So there's a few queries for the short price, but there's no doubting his talent. He's impossible to tip against. One, Royal Symphony, despite the fact that he's up there at the top of the weights from an inside draw. I thought 9 Anchor Bid of the race behind him last start was going to run into the finish and really didn't get a lot of luck. Stepping up to 1,600 metres will suit her. Hard horse to assess, and so are a lot of them from a speed map point of view, out to 1,600 metres, most of them, for the first time. His Evil Cry on a quick backup. But his form lines up well through some good two-year-old races. And 6 Wolf was a horse that had clear galloping room and did run second to Royal Symphony last start. He'll also appreciate getting out to 1,600 metres. 1,926.
So 1,926 from Warren. And Mark, you're with Royal Symphony as well?
I am. I don't know that it's over the line. It's drawn inside. It's not showing a lot of early toe. I think it'll be buried in a messy run race. There's not a lot of speed on paper, so Dwayne will need things to go right from the 400-metre mark. But the way it won last time was explosive, and it certainly does look the one to beat. I think number 9, Anchor Bid's the big danger. If it got clear last time, would have finished a whole lot closer. It'll have galloping room to be charging down the centre if the toppy gets held up. Then number 6, Wolf, who they rode quiet in the blinkers last time, went much better. And 8, Hard Ruler, will at least run the trip, whereas a few of these may struggle, and gets a good run from gate 1. 1, 9, 6 and 8.
So 1, 9, 6, and 8 there in race 4. Across to the 5th here, Quinny. This is the AR Creswick Series final for the 3-year-olds over 1,200 metres. There's no scratchings.
Very competitive race. Overstep now a 4.40 favourite, just ahead of Invincible L 4.60. Ken's Dream 5.50, then a bit of a gap out to Highland Beat 7, Mystified 9.50, Sacred Sham 10, Liberty Song best the rest at 12. Of the runners at the pointy end of the market, the best backed is the second elect Invincible L 4.80 into 4.60.
Mark, what are your thoughts in this race?
I think it's a very hard race. There's just not much between these horses at all. Whatever seems to find the best path down the straight gets the money. I'm tipping number 2, Invincible L. It's out the 1,200 metres and it's up in weight, but it's racing in fantastic form. It'll just be killed up behind them, coming with one big run at the finish to beat number 6, Sacred Sham. Consistent these races, and who knows, it might be drawing the right spot out there with Clear Air. Number 1, Ken's Dream. He's the one well off at the weights with the blinkers going on. And 4, Highland Beat, who I think runs about 1,150 metres, then it starts to battle, but it's in good form. It was a good run at the Valley. It's another one with some hope. Tough race, 2, 6, 1, and 4.
2, 6, 1, 4 from Mark Hunter. Warren, your thoughts on the Creswick final?
I'm with Invincible Owl also, Simon, but we're speculating at this stage whether that barrier draws an advantage. I think last time the barrier draws favoured Overstep, and Invincible Owl was a terrific run from an inside draw to get to the right part of the track and mightn't have to do as much work to get there today. I'm with 2, Invincible Owl ahead of Overstep, who may well have to map a similar path to the path that Invincible Owl mapped last start, getting across to the right part of the track and being the one that's charging late. The blinkers go on 1, Ken's Dream, and he's the one that could improve out of that race. The best of Ken's Dream, certainly good enough to be competitive with the 2 that beat him home last start. And I'll put 6, Sacred Sham, in his next best also. That's all through the same form line, and if the outside's the right part of the track, he's going to get there without doing any work. 2, 3, 1, and 6.
2, 3, 1, 6 from Warren Huntley. As we look at the first leg of the Quaddy Quinny, race 6 is the Banjo Patterson Series final. This is the Stayers race over 2,600. And the scratching, the one scratching, is Ancient King.
Yeah, Ancient King comes out, and Charlevoix now a 3.20 favourite. Hursley 5, Grand Duke of Tuscany 8, Shakopee 8.50, Bullish Stock 9.50, Super Haze 9.50, bit of a gap then out to Cougar Express 18. The favourite Charlevoix has had support throughout the course of the week, but forgiving punters are giving Grand Duke of Tuscany another chance. Was a $13 chance on Thursday, has been back down to an $8 quote on the third line of betting now at that price. Gentlemen, Grand Duke of Tuscany, where will he be in the run?
Well, with the blinkers on, I'm not sure. I mean, he's a Lloyd Williams on pace, or Lloyd Williams stayer, and they generally like to be somewhere near the speed. He settled just off the speed at his last couple, and then they try and wind it up from about the 800-metre mark. I suppose it's a question of the impact that the blinkers have on him in the first couple of 100 metres.
And Hursley, he's a funny horse, isn't he? He's always the eye-catcher in the unlucky story, but he never wins.
Well, he was late in life to step up to 2,500 metres, Simon, and deep into a preparation, but he certainly got a pass mark for doing it. You can mount a case to say he should have finished a bit closer to Charlevoix on that occasion, where Charlevoix was getting that lovely run through. Hursley was held up a little bit to turn into the home straight, and he gets a weight turnaround today. So I think they're 2 of the key runners. I'm going with Charlevoix. He had the blinkers on last start, and he was a little bit keen, but he should get a nice opportunity to relax from an inside draw here with a short run for the first turn. So despite the weight rise and a couple of things that sort of level him up with a few of his opposition here, I'm going with him out of 5, Hursley. I said certainly got a pass mark getting out to this distance last start. 8, Bullish Stock. I think of the horses coming through, that race probably has more improvement than others. He was 1,800 to 2,500 on that occasion, so he could certainly improve with that run in the distance range under his belt. And a gap to Shakopee, next best for me, coming through the same form line. Had a little bit of argy-bargy on the turn into the home straight with Thursley. 4, 5, 8, 7.
4, 5, 8, and 7 from Warren there. And Mark, do you give Super Haze any chance in this race?
Simon, I think it's a little bit tougher than what it's been meeting in Adelaide. So I think it's got to go up a cog from its last run. I've got the same 4 numbers in the same order as Warren. I think Charlevoix is a good thing. It was dominant in the blinkers last time. It draws gate 2. It's got the leader in gate 1. It's just got to flop straight onto its back, get the absolute run of the race. It does rise in weight, but I think it just gets all favours and it wins. To beat number 5, Hursley, consistent, doesn't win out of turn, ran well last time, 8, Bullish Stock. It's probably the horse got the most improvement in its campaign. It's got a chance. And 7, Shakopee, I think you're quite right. It just was too keen last time. It has to go back to almost last from the gate. It'll be running on strongly, but keen on 4, 5, 8 and 7.
So 4, 5, 8 and 7, the numbers there from Mark Hunter. Now, Matt Hill in this race has got 4 on top, Charlevoix, from 8, 5 and 1, 4, 8, 5 and 1. And just go back to race 5. Matt's tips for 2 Invincible L from 6, 5, 3. 2, 6, 5 and 3. Righto, Quinny, across to race 7. This is the Winter Championship Series final. Over 1,600 metres. Scratchings are 2 Kenjawood, 7 Hard Call, 12 Coldstone, 13 By the Grace and 17 Riad.
Yeah, this race has been knocked around by Scratchings, as you alluded to. As a result, Amavatio now a $5 favourite. Zahitsi a $6 second elect. Rhythm Despair 7, Sovereign Nation 8 with Count Da Vinci, Cosmic Lights 9, Loyalty Man and Strike Force best the rest at 12. Overall, the best back runner has been the new favourite, Amavatio. It was a $10 quote when markets opened Wednesday, attracted good support at that price. And the Tasmanian rate at number 9, Count Da Vinci, was popular earlier on in the week, 21 down to 16 initially, now an $8 chance following more support and the scratchings and deductions.
Yeah, looked a little unlucky at the Valley last start, Amavatio, Mark.
Absolutely, Simon, there's good speed here. Particularly, there's a notification number 16 wants to lead, so that just adds more spice to the early battle for the front. Amavatio won the race 2 years ago. He looks to be going fantastic. He was just climbing over them at the Valley. I think he'll get a great run, and he's clearly the one to beat. Number 9, Count Da Vinci, it's a good horse, this horse. That win in Tassie's terrific form. Recent trial looked outstanding over there. It'll go forward, it'll box seat, it'll run well. Number 8, Sovereign Nation, it's another one that'll be suited by the early tempo. Just has to run a strong mile, and 4, pick 5, Rhythm Despair, who didn't have much luck last time, it's got some hope, but keen on 1 here, 1, 9, 8 and 5.
1, 9, 8, 5 there from Mark Hunter. And Warren, your thoughts on this race?
I hope that's a good script, Simon. He's probably gone in some way from being over the odds at the $10, Quinny mentioned before, scratchings, etc., and the support to be right at his mark now, Amavatio, but he was terrific. He was just stopped in his tracks at Moonee Valley, and he ran the quickest last 200 of the day, and I don't think Ollie even got moving on him. And he was just terrific. And, I think he can run well here, Amavatio. And the speed that Mark outlined is just going to be very beneficial to him to flow into the race. It might have been the quickest last 200 of the race, not the day. But Amavatio for me, and he can carry weight in this grade of race and be very competitive. 9 Count Da Vinci, I loved his 2 trials in Tassie. The one going back, his first trial, he stretched out for a bit longer, and the last one more recently, he just dashed up the last 100 metres or so. He looks to be going well. He's good, fresh, and the form lines around him measure up well here. 8 Sovereign Nation, I think, has just been kept at 1,400 metres with this race in mind to step up here. Another one that's suited with the solid tempo and just flowing into the race. And Rhythm Despair was the other unlucky runner coming through the Amavatio race at Moonee Valley last start. 1, 9, 8, 5.
1, 9, 8 and 5 there from Warren in race 7. Across to race 8, the All-Victorian Sprint Series final. Let me just go back to Matt's selections in race 7. He's got 8 on top, Sovereign Nation from 3, 15 and 14. Matt Hill in race 7 likes 8 from 3, 15 and 14. Race 8 is the All-Victorian Sprint Series final, Quinny, over 1,200 metres. Scratchings are Fast Cash and Karani.
Ability 3, Hassan Eagle 6, Duke of Brunswick 7, Tash Bay 750 with Camdis, Rutiger 850, Rough Justice 10, Playmaster 17, then Rizzi's 31, Don Doremo 81. The money has been for the top two in the market. Ability's been popular throughout the course of the week, trimmed up yesterday from 320 into 3, while Hassan Eagle, a bet of 1,000 at 7 late last night, now a $6 second elect. Despite what looked an open race initially, those two have accounted for 70% of the money invested between them.
Which way are you leaning here, Warren?
I'm going with Ability, Simon. Gee, since he's been gelded, he's went at Moonee Valley and he win at Flemington have just been terrific. He stays down on the weights here. It's arguably a tougher assignment, but gee, he's going well, and straight racing can be tricky, but gee, seems to be able to cope with it. I thought he was terrific last start. He really had to sprint quickly when Hassan Eagle got arguably a bit of a march on him. I'm with 7 Ability ahead of 3. Hassan Eagle, who was well ridden, and he'll be solid to the line here as well, and I think they're probably the two leading contenders. I think Duke of Brunswick's trialled up really well to resume here. I like the way he's going. He can be effective on the fresh side, and Rutiger was much better at Moonee Valley.
go. He was just in the wrong part of the track first up at Flemington, fitted with that run under the belt and a horse that won this race last year. So certainly comes into this race getting fitter. He's the other one I want to include. 7, 3, 4, and 5.
7, 3, 4, 5 from Warren there. And Mark, your thoughts on the sprint?
On with the top of here, Simon, number one, Tashby. I thought he was an outstanding winner going back 7 weeks down the straight. There doesn't look to be much speed here. I think he can go forward. He has drawn gate one, but with the lack of tempo, he can get to where he wants to go, and I think he's got a super hope to beat number 7, Ability, who's come back from a spell in fantastic form. It was a terrific win last time after Huss and Eagle got the break on it to run it down. Number 8, Canvas, I think is going well, can trail through from that good draw. And 4, Duke of Brunswick. He's a good horse, Duke of Brunswick. He's a run-on sprinter. He's trialled well enough. He'll be in the finish for sure. 1, 7, 8, and 4.
1, 7, 8, and 4 from Mark Hunter. Matt Hill on the All-Victorian Sprint Series final has 7 on top, Ability, over 5, Rudiger, 1, Tash B, and 3, Hussein Eagle. Matt's numbers are 7, 5, 1, and 3. Which brings us to the last Quinny. Race 9 is the Silver Bowl Series final. This one's 1,600 metres for three-year-olds, and the scratchings are 3, My Pie San, and 7, Wayanka.
Urban Ruler, a 420 favourite, Cannot Be Serious, a $6 second elect, Snip Fit, $8.50, Jimin's are 10 with First Approach, 11, Willy Willy, 12, Trump, this 14, Gravist, Best the Rest at 15. Overall, the best back runner is the second elect, Cannot Be Serious, from the Lee and Anthony Friedman stable, currently a $6 quote. There has been money today, though, for the favourite, Urban Ruler, as punters narrow the last down to numbers 1 and 5.
Righto, Mark, who do you think will be taking the last leg of the quaddie here?
I think Urban Ruler will get the money here. He was absolutely enormous last time. He was a super win 2 runs ago. Last time they went back from the gate, it was a messy run race. He was terrific down the outside. I don't know how they ride him from that barrier, but I think if he has even luck, he's the best horse in the race and he's the one to beat. Number 6, Jiminza, comes out of the same race. It just had no hope the way the race was run. It'll be strong at the mile. It's the value. Number 4, What a Shock, goes forward, sits up the front and gives you a sight. And 14, First Approach, is a handy horse. It just needs cover. It's very fierce, so he has to get cover from that gate. If things go its way, it's not without a chance. 1, 6, 4, and 14.
So 1, 6, 4, and 14 numbers from Mark Hunter. Warren, what are your thoughts on the last?
Yeah, not sure how they're going to ride him, Simon, but in a race that was devoid of any real tempo at all, he was terrific from back in the field last start, Urban Ruler. He's been well found now, as Quinny outlined, but I think he's the one to beat. 12 Trump, this coming through the same race, was strong late and will be suited by a slightly better tempo. If there is that in this race today, he'll certainly appreciate rolling along at the 1,600 metres and doing a bit of ducking and weaving late. Willy Willy was really strong to the line, had a bit to do with Bendigo last start. He's the one coming through the different form line that I want to include. And Jiminza, another one that was thwarted in the race that Urban Ruler came through, by the way the tempo was. But he was good under the circumstances, and he really appreciated the solid tempo winning at Sandown the start before. 1, 12, 8, 6.
1, 12, 8, and 6 from Warren Huntley in the last. And Matt Hill on race 9, like 6, Jiminza, 1, Urban Ruler, 5, Cannot Be Serious, and 14, First Approach, 6, 1, 5, and 14. Righto, gentlemen, I'll grab your best bets. Warren, you firstly.
I'm going early, Simon. I thought race 1, number 4, Ruby C, could kick off with a winner, and I take on board that he might be better with some sting out of the ground, but I think the way the market's shaping, there's a bit of value about race 2, number 10, Pakadali.
Thanks very much for your help this morning, Warren. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.
And Mark, what's your best today?
Simon, I like race 2, number 1, Kalani Kid, and I like race 6, number 4, Charlevoix. Both box seat, both very hard.
Good on you, Mark. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thank you.
Righto, good stuff. And Quinny, anything else to pass on there for us?
Yeah, well, punters are snapping up the short odds. Royal Symphony has been the best backed runner. That's race 4, number 1. And today, punters only want to know about two horses in race number 2. The favourite, Kalani Kid's been popular at 360. Now, we heard David Hayes identify Extra Zero as his best chance at Flemington on the show this morning. $9 into 7 in the last hour. So good to see punters tuning in and sticking with the veteran to rack up another victory at headquarters.
OK, thanks for your help, Quinny. We'll catch you soon.
Thanks, Simon.
Righto, it's 28 minutes after 9. We'll take a break on Racing HQ Saturday. And when we come back, Michael Maxworthy will preview Doomben.
Day and night, Sky Sports Radio provides the winning edge to your punting day on the National Racing Service. Time and time again, Tab Market Movers find you the winners.
Here at Morphaville, race 3, number 4, Flying Casino. $21 into $11.
Flying Casino in the centre. Flying Casino took the lead. Flying Casino.
Tab Market Movers, covering every racing code right throughout the National Racing Service. Here on Sky Sports Radio.
Everyone knows a festival is only as good as its lineup, and this year, Volksfest 2017 boasts incredible deals across a wide range of Volkswagen models, like the new Amarok Core 4x4, tougher than ever, and yours from only $40,990 drive away, including impressive features like diff lock, app connect, and rear view camera. Don't miss out on this season of great deals during Volksfest 2017. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
If you downloaded Radio app, you'd never miss a beat. Get breaking news that's rocked the world or gossip from the street. 250 Aussie stations gathered on your phone. Hear all your faves in one place. Now that's a milestone. If you downloaded Radio app, you'd recognise each song because it's written right there on your screen, so you'll never get it wrong. So go on, pull your finger out and do it right away. Find it at the App Store or search at Google Play. Radio app. Your radio, wherever you are.
State of Origin, it's on at Avar Sports. Queenslander, support your state with men's 2017 Origin jerseys, down $89.99, save 60. And half-price Origin retro jerseys, down $59.99. Head into Avar Sports and get ready for Origin. Terms and conditions apply.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
There's a nine race card at Doomben this afternoon, and the track rating has come up a soft six. Michael Maxworthy is with us now. Maxie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Yeah, this time yesterday, we all thought that it was going to be a heavy track at Doomben. It was a soft six yesterday, a lot of rain, but luckily it's dawned a beautiful day, and the stewards have gone with a soft six. So obviously, horses that handle rain-affected tracks will probably appreciate the ground underfoot today. It's good old Doomben again, Simon, and they've had to use the movable rail because we've had so many meetings here, and it's out 6.5 metres, so it may pay to look for horses that can race handy for speed.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the card, Michael. The first event is for two-year-olds over 1,350 metres, and there's no scratchings here. We do have a field of 10. With the Tab fixed odds, the favourite's 5, Rancho Montoya. It's $1.85, $6.50 in from 7 for 2 I Love Vegas, and $7 for 9 Show a Shadow.
Interesting race. I was tossing up the favourite, Rancho Montoya or I Love Vegas, and I just think at the prices you've read out there from Tab, I Love Vegas might be the way to go. I mean, there's 10 runners. We could back him each way. I don't think he'll miss top three. So I got him in on top. He was very impressive first up in Toowoomba. When was that? 16th of June, around about 3 weeks ago. He went back from an awkward alley, and he was giving them 10 lengths start, came very wide, turning into the straight, and he won with his head on his chest. I think up to 1350 is a big plus. I think he'll sit probably 2 or 3 lengths off the lead, and he can finish over the top of the I Love Vegas. Granted, the 5, Rancho Montoya, has got a massive rap on him. He's a 2-year-old colt by High Chaparral from the Group 1 winning mare Isolde. He won impressively at Ipswich, but he met a very moderate bunch of maideners on that occasion. However, the time was good, and visually, he looked very good. But he is running against horses that have won races today, and he's $1.80. Got him in there as the Quinella horse, the 5. Number 7, Real Princess. She's got a little bit of Pardot form. She's hard to catch, but certainly under this weight scale, she's well in, as she's a Metropolitan winner. And then number 10, Weekend Saga, only a Gold Coast maiden winner, but did it impressively. Number 2, I Love Vegas each way to beat the odds on Rancho Montoya, then 7 and 10.
Okay, so 2 on the each way there from 5, 7 and 10 in race 1. Across to the second, this one's a class 3 over 1,050, and the scratchings are 3, 4, 10, 12 and 13. And in this market, Maxi, equal favourites, 6 seed battle and 11 Boncho, $4.80 the pair. 7 Kalama is $5 and 8 Magella Magic, 6.
Okay, I'm going to go with one of a decent price here, number 9, King's Legend. Now, I am concerned that he doesn't have any natural speed. I was talking to Chris Muncy's trainer at Ipswich yesterday, and he said he would have loved this race to have been 1,200 metres. But I'm just banking on a solid tempo, and we usually get that in these short course races in particular, with the rail out when they all want to be on the speed. So I'll go with him here at the price, number 9, King's Legend. I think he's about a $9 or $10 chance. He was good first up at the Sunny Coast, and then last start, this track and distance, he ran fifth behind Beach Street. That was 10 days ago. He had no room in the home straight, doing his best work the last 100 metres, an eye-catching run. Faster they go, the better he'll finish. So number 9, King's Legend, each way. He's third up today. To beat 6 Exceed Battle, a bit of pressure comes out of the race with the scratching of Jest Excel, and that's certainly going to suit Exceed Battle because she loves to lead. She did last start at the Sunny Coast, and she won by 5.5. So give her a great chance. She's going to be hard to catch. The 11 Boncho loves getting its toe into the ground. We'll get that today. Conditions are perfect. Boncho is first up. Looks to map beautifully. Box seat for her. And then number 2, Song One. An ex-Victorian going well in Toowoomba for Ben Curry. I always throw the Curry runners in just because his strike rate is exemplary. But number 9, King's Legend, to finish over the top of them to beat 6, 11 and 2.
So 9, 6, 11, 2, King's Legend is $9 at the moment with the tab fixed. The third event is for two-year-olds over 1,050. Scratchings are 8, Rhythm of Light and 9, Splitlock. And with this market, Maxi, we've got $1.90 for 5, Darktown Strutter, $4.60 for 2, She's Our Star, and the other one in single figures is 1, Legadema. It's 7.
Okay, Kelly Sweeter, the trainer of the short price favourite, Darktown Strutter. He was down in the dumps at Ipswich yesterday with the rain. He said, I think I'm going to have to scratch. And I said, hang on a second, Kelly, have a look at the forecast. It's going to be fine tomorrow. And he brightened up a little bit, and he hasn't scratched her, so he's happy to go with Darktown Strutter on this soft 6. She's fine, invincible. She should get through the ground okay. She's been very impressive in the 2 victories this time in. She's fast. They've been trying to harness her speed. A lot of speed around her here, and I wouldn't be surprised if she comes out. Glenn Collis lets them go, and she camps right on their hammer. It was only a Gold Coast win last time, but when you looked at the times, the class time, she was just a fraction outside of Hootson's class record. Hootson ran that record back in the summer, back in January, the week prior to the Magic Millions, albeit she was throttled back. This filly wasn't fully extended in that race either. Like her a lot, 5 Darktown Strutter. The beat 2, She's Our Star, probably leads from gate 1, and I think she can hold on. 3 Celebrazioni, won a jump out on the dirt on Tuesday. He's since been gelded, and I think that's probably going to make him. And then number 1, Legadema. But 5 Darktown Strutter to beat 2, 3 and 1.
So 5 from 2, 3, 1 there in the third race. We'll take a look at the fourth. This one's a benchmark 80 handicap over 2,040. The one scratching here is number 12, Unassuming. And with the market, we've got $2.90 for 1, Loving Home, $4.60 for 4, Get on the Grange, and 2 at the $9 quote, 3, El Campeador, and 9, Rogali.
Okay, well, granted, Loving Home's got the right form here. Chris Wallace stayer. Last start, he ran second at Randwick over 2,000 on a heavy 10. That's good enough form for this. But I think the improving track conditions, although he went well on that heavy 10, I think the improving track conditions are going to help him a bit today because he's got a fair bit of weight, giving a lot of weight away to some of these down the bottom of the handicaps. I've gone with one of those in the shape of number 7, Courageous Rock, who's on the minimum. He'll stride forward. I think he'll be very hard to catch. All 4 runs since heading north from Victoria to Jack Duncan Stables have been very good. He's on a backup. He ran third to Steeman last week at the Sunny Coast over the mile. Just not sharp enough, but the 2,000's perfect for him today. 7, Courageous Rock, at a good price to beat 1, Loving Home. He's the class horse in this benchmark 80. Number 6, Colour of Money, the ex-Bong Bong Cup winner, formerly with James Cummings, now with Chris Anderson. He was back to the mile for his first start for Chris at Ipswich the other day. Couldn't keep up early, but rattled to the line. He'll be looking forward to getting back to 2,000 today, Colour of Money. And then number 9, Regali, looks to map beautifully. Box seat run for him. 7, Courageous Rock, on top of 1, 6 and 9.
7 from 1, 6 and 9 there in race 4. Race 5 is over 1,640, and the scratchings are 1, Colour Charge and 10, Idle Situation. 4, She Is What She is $3.70 here. 2, Mr. Epic, 7, William Wallace, both at $4. 6, Pindan Pearl, $5.50. And 5, Lord Coconuts, $6.
Tony Gollan's got three of the eight runners here. He's got She's What She Is, Lord Coconuts, and Tinned and Pearl. They can all win it. In fact, most of these, if they put their best hooves forward, can lay claims to success here. I've just gone with the Kiwi here, William Wallace, number seven. His effort to win three back at the Sunny Coast was terrific, storming home, and it was ditto at Ipswich on Cup Day, storming home to grab Abahar, and then they stepped him up to the Glass House. Didn't quite measure up when ninth behind Monsieur Gustave, although he was only 3.5 lengths off the winner and running on strongly at the end of the 1400. So he's on a seven-day backup. He's back up to the mile. He'll sit back, smoke the pipe, and have one run at them in the home straight. Seven, William Wallace. To beat four, She Is What She Is. I think she'll run along at a solid tempo in front. She's had a little bit of a freshen up, and she was impressive winning a recent barrier trial at Doomben. She's definitely hard to catch. She loves it over the 1,600 metres here at Doomben. Two, Mr. Epics, third up today. He's ready to strike. And then six, Pindan Pearl. Hasn't been that far away from a couple of handy ones, including Religify. So put her into the mix. Seven, William Wallace, to beat 4.26.
Seven from 4.26 there, and that's race five. We'll move across to race six, and in the first leg of the quaddy, we've got a benchmark 90 over 1,200. Take out six, Primal Flight, and 10, Magic I Am. And with the latest fixed odds here, Maxi, we've got 3.40 for nine, Land Office, 3.50 for one, Irish Constabulary, $6 for seven, Counter Meal, and 6.50 for eight, Tail Event.
Well, Catamille finished ahead of the favourites Land Office in Rockhampton a fortnight ago. He's a beauty, Catamille. He's won 7 of 37. He's really only started to get his act together over the last 6 months. He put a number of wins on the trot last prep. And he won in Rocky first up in the Newmarket there, beating Heartbreak Harry. And that other fellow wasn't far away, Land Office. Loves rain-affected tracks. In fact, he went off at a big pricing, Rocky, because the track was pretty firm there. Most of us thought he was essentially a wet tracker. I was one of those people, but he managed to win it. Indicate to me he's come back in great form, Catamille. Gets the right track conditions today. On the soft, he's had 14 goes, 4 wins and 2 seconds. In fact, his heavy stats are 2 from 2. So we'll go with him here on the minimum. Little claim for Matt McGilbray will help too. He's only got 53 now, Catamille. So we'll go with him, number 7. To beat the 3, Trevinda, the ex-Victorian, now 2 back. He ran very well. It was at Eagle Farm. He ran second behind Burning Passion. And then with the Winkers on last start, he over-raced in the Hinkler down the track behind Miss Gunpowder. Winkers are off today. He'll race handy to the speed, hopefully box seat, and I'm sure he's going to run better. Irish Constabulary, I love this fella. He's been racing well in listed races. He's back to BM90 company, and for that he rises dramatically in the handicaps. He's up 5 kilos, but he's genuine. He's got a live winning chance. And then number 8, Taylor Vaught. His effort in the eyeliner was quite good out of his grade. I think back to this benchmark race is good for him. 7, Counter Meal, to beat 3, Trevinda. 1, Irish Constabulary, and number 8, Taylor Vaught.
So 7 from 3, 1 and 8 in race 6. Race 7 for the males, a class 1 over 1,350. Scratch 2, Brotherly Secret, and 12, Shipwrecked. Four Better Land is at $3.70, $5 for 5 Cornrow, then 6 for 11 Backslapper, and 8 for 10 Bushy.
Yeah, Bushy was pretty good fresh the other day, beaten in a three-way photo. A little bit of an awkward alley for him today. But number 11 is my top choice here, Simon Backslapper. The Toowoomba trainer Steve Tregay, geez, his horses are racing well at the moment. I think from his last 51 runners or so, he's had about 11 winners, so a terrific strike rate. I think he can enhance that further today with Backslapper here. He's really looked after him. He's a four-year-old, only had the 9 starts, 3 wins, 3 placings. Went well first up, unlucky at the Sunny Coast, I thought. Then he went to Rocky and won. A good effort, 60 kilos in the outside alley over the notorious 1,200-metre start there in Rocky. If you draw out, you usually can't win, but this guy overcame that. Scored by around about 2 lengths. He's a quality Saturday standard horse, I feel. 11 Backslapper at around the $6. We could back him each way. To beat 4 Better Land, we all know about this guy. He's got the ability. Got to catch him on his right day. But that might be today because he was good last start, went fourth behind Cruising Speed, finishing strongly, only beaten a neck. Looks to get a lovely run. 5 Cornrow. With only 51.5, Ruby Ride take the mount. I thought his effort was very good at Ipswich on Cup Day, so he's had a little bit of a gap between runs. That was in the William Wallace race. He's certainly good enough to run top three here. And then I've got the 9, Cam Rookham, who's an on-pacer. Gets away with some cheap sectionals. He can hold on and run top four. But number 11, Backslapper, I think he's ready for Saturday company now to beat 4, 5 and 9.
11 from 4, 5 and 9, race 7. Race 8 for the fillies and mares, a class 6 over the 1350. Scratch numbers 1, 3 and 8. And with this market, 5 cruising speed is at $4.60. $6.50 for 9 Abahar, 7 for 7 Shandana, $7.50 for 4 Not On Your Life.
All right, Simon, I'm with number 9 Abahar to beat 15, 5 and 11. Abahar, mainly because of the soft track conditions. Have a look at her record on the soft. She's had 9 goes, 4 wins, 2 seconds. She was very heavily backed at Ipswich from a wide gate and she almost pulled it off. It was William Wallace that grabbed her in the last couple of strides. Look, she's got a beautiful barrier for Tegan Harrison today, and she can use that gate to sit handy to the speed. I think she's the one. Abahar has been in terrific form this time in. Number 9 on top to beat 15, Lyricist, at a decent price. As she won first up off a 12-month break. Apparently she had an incident in the tie-up stalls one morning at track work, and she had to have a year off. She was just touched off first up behind Steeler Dime, and all she needed was one more stride. Then I think she bounced second up after that long break. Things didn't work out for her. Today, it will. She's drawn gate one. She's got speed to put herself right behind the pace. So include her in everything, Lyricist. Number 5, cruising speed. Gee, she tired the other day. She was home and hosed 100 out, and then she only just got up by a whisper. We're Not On Your Life dived at her, but she's very good this track and distance cruising speed. And then number 11, Tap This. She's second up after a long break. Trialed well the other day, Blinkers. And Blinkers are going on Tap This for the first time. 9 to win Abahar to beat 15, 5 and 11.
9 from 15, 5, 11, race 8. And race 9, the last maxi for three-year-olds over the 1350. Take out 9, 10, 15, 17, 19 and 22. And with the fixed odds, one I'm a Ripper is the $4.20 favourite. Ahead of 3 Eat My Trust, $6. 7 Cubis is at $5.50. And $8.50 for 5 Raja Ampat.
I've gone for Raja Ampat. I've selected him to win at his last two. And he's been good, running third and fourth respectively. He's on a 7-day backup. He ran on at Sunny Coast last Saturday. But he's up to $13.50. Damien Brown to ride. I know with the rail out, it might be difficult to make ground. He's one-dimensional. He's usually midfield or worse. So I'm hoping they can get home. He can reel off some pretty good sectional times, Raja Ampat. So we'll go with him again, number 5. To beat the 16, Meet and Greet, who's first up in the spell. A couple of solid barrier trials, not tested in a recent trial. First up for a while, not easy, 13.50, but he's going well. Then the on-pacer, the one that's going to give you a great show from the top, that's I'm a Ripper. And number 7, Cubis. Hasn't won for a while, but he's genuine. And he ran well the other day after a wide trip. But number 5, Raja Ampat, each way in the last to beat 16-1 and 7.
So 5 from 16-1 and 7. And what did you make the best there, Maxie?
Gee, I found it a tricky day today, Simon. But I'm going to stick with race 3, number 5, Darktown Strutter.
Thanks for your help, Mike. Enjoy the afternoon.
Okay, thank you, Simon.
Michael Maxworthy there at Doomben. In just a moment, Wayne Harris will preview Kembla Grange for us.
Mum, now is the winter of our discontent.
What did you say?
Shakespeare said it.
You're reading Shakespeare?
I'm reading the weather forecast. Winter's here.
Well, come into Bingley.
We've got the latest in gas and electric heating from the top brands like Rinnai, Paloma, Everdure, DeLonghi, Cambrook and Dyson. We'll help you choose the one that's best for your home and we'll give you a great deal.
We're really now heating at Bingley.
To be warm or not to be warm? That is the question.
Better than we know Shakespeare. I'm Yenderly.
And IBS Lionel Lee.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
Provincial racing in New South Wales is at Kembla Grange, and our man on track is Wayne Harris. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Simo. Yeah, good 8 races here today. We haven't had any rain all week, so we've got an improving track, a good track, and as usual, the two-year-old races lately have just been chock-a-block with pretty smart talent. So it's an absolute lottery today. All the leading stables have got runners and beautifully bred horses, and I'm sure there'll be a bit of form come out of the meeting as usual.
Well, the first race gets underway shortly before midday, 11:49 to be precise. It's a maiden over 1,000 metres, Wayne, with the scratching of number 4, Baby Jive. The tab fixed odds on race 1 have gone up, and we've got 260 for 9 Ibanez, 550 for 6 Bounding Badger, $6 for 3 Stand Alert.
I've gone numbers 6, 9, 3, 7. I've gone with Bounding Badger, one or two of Gwendamarkle runners, obviously trained on the track. She's a speedy customer. She's found the 1,200, probably a touch too far the last couple of starts. So coming back to 1,000 here, and I think it's going to be pretty hard to beat. The favourite, I suppose, is definitely Danger. Ibanez was a beaten favourite at Bathurst last start, but I think the thing to beat it does go pretty good is the Sydney Blaze getter on debut at Randwick about 3 preps back, and she's naturally speedy too. So I think one of them will get away with the race. Of the others, number 3, Stand Alert, Gwenda's other runner, resuming from a spell here today, has run well fresh before and has had a little bit of form, but has had a few chances as well. And I've thrown this first starter in, a 7-year-old mare, Julio, who looked good in winning a recent trial. I'd keep it safe. 6-9-3-7.
6-9-3-7 there. The first race, number 2, is a 2-year-old maiden over 1,200. Take out 6, 8, 9 and 11. With the market paying $4 for number 5, Kennedy. $5.50 for 14, Unforgotten, and $7 then for 2, Assimilate, and 7, Severance.
Oh, a tricky race, Simon. I reckon the late mile's going to be pretty important here, and you've got Chris Waller with 6 runners. I went this way, 5, 7, 13, and 12. The Godolphin camp have got 2 here. They've got Kennedy, who has got race experience. I don't know what happened to it last start. It did figure prominently in the Stewards report. Was placed its first 2 career runs in city class races, and normally Jeff Penza has the pick of the Godolphin runners here at the provincials, been placed 3 or 4, so I'll give them another chance here today with the race experience. Peter and Paul Snowden got 2. I thought number 7, Severance, been in the market both its career runs, resumes from a spell here today, it's trialled okay and has found the line okay in both its runs from a good draw, should be pretty hard to beat. I had something on the other Godolphin Philly Speedway here the other day. She trialled terrific before going to the races, and she never, ever looked comfortable in the run the other day. 1,000 metres may have been a touch short. She goes to 1,200 here today, and she was chasing that flying goldfinch in that race the other day. I've got to give her another chance. I don't think she brought her A-grade game the other day. And I've thrown in, there's a few others I could have thrown in. I thought number 12, Auto's Honour from the Waller camp. It's both its career runs have been in city-grade races, and it's raced greenly on both occasions in both preps. I think that's something for the 1,200 here today. A bit of an awkward draw, though. So for me, 5, 7, 13, 12, and we'll watch the late mail.
5, 7, 13, 12, race 2. The third, Wayne, is a maiden over 1,200, and just a field of 6 for the scratching of number 2, Trust 2. 1, Nicochet for Jason Coyles at 270, 3, Samurai Sword, $3. 6, Liffey, 460, and 4, Songs of Earth, 480.
I've gone 1, 3, 6, and 4. Looks a smart type, this first starter from the Jason Paul camp, Nick O'Shea. He's had 4 trials all up to this prep, and all his trials have been on wet track. So he finds a dry track here today. He doesn't appear to have much early speed or tactical speed. All his trials he's got back, but he's run through the line well. So I don't know where he'll get to from barrier 2, but the small field probably will help him. I think he's a bit above average. So Nick O'Shea on top, number 1. Samurai Sword, he's been placed these 2 runs this time in. He's trying hard. Here's another one that can race up on the speed. It's drawn the inside. Of the other 6, Liffey, the Waller runner. Yeah, that showed a bit of potential last prep. Resumes here and did trial all right recently. And I thought number 4, Songs of Earth, been gelded since his last prep. And there hasn't an official trial coming in this, but does show some ability. So 1, 3, 6, and 4. And as you know, these small fields can always throw up a rough result.
1, 3, 6, 4 there. The third, the fourth race, a class 2 over 1,200 metres. And with a field of 12, Wayne, there are no scratchings. Equal favourites at $5 are 2 Adjani and 5 Phuket. $6 for 7 Thorn in My Side. And $7.50 for both 3 Chavish and 6 Paranto.
I think it's a good race, Simon. I've gone this way, 2, 1, 8, and 5. Ajani, Napita and Paul Snowden stable, only lightly raced, did win the Magic Million maiden plate during the Magic Million time, and runs after that were okay, but then it struck a couple of heavy tracks, and I don't think it was really suited before going for a break, given two very quiet trials coming into this. It's got its fair share of weight, but I'm going to put it on top. I think it'll be well suited here today. I give the top weight a good chance here, Most Exalted, formerly with James Cummins, now with Matt Griffith out at Mudgee. He's resuming from a break here today. He's never won fresh, but he's run some very, very good placings, never in city class races. He might have a bit of class on these, and you're getting a bit of value, but he's never won anything under 1550 or 1900. So kicking off here at 1200 today, he had a very quiet trial. Watch the market with him. He, with the claim, he ended up coming down a little bit in the weight, so makes him a lot closer to the others, I think. So I think you're getting value with him. Of the others, I've thrown in number 8. I'll give her another chance here. It's a New Day. Her first rap one was very, very good, and then she disappointed the other day. She's a mare with attitude, but I think Wenda's finally starting to work her out. She's got to improve on that last run. I don't know what happened to her there. And same goes with number 5, Phuket. He's a very good winner 2 runs ago. That'll all be on a heavy track. And then he did figure in the stewards report the other day. He had lacerations and had a part of his hoof missing, and I think he lost a shoe as well. So he can obviously improve. Number 5, Phuket. So 2, 1, 8, and 5.
2, 1, 8, and 5 there in race 4. Race number 5 is a maiden over 1400. And the scratchings are 2, Chilcotin, and the emergency 16, Mohican. In the first leg of the Quaddy Wayne, 7, Tivoli Streets at $2.20. $6 for 9, Canberra. And the rest in double figures. 12, She's Demanding, 13, We Could Be Heroes, both at 10.
And it's an open race. I've gone 7, 8, 9, 10. Really does look the winner, number 7, Tivoli Street from the Waller Camp. Grant Buckley rides here from a good draw. He's a multiple city place getter. He's well placed in a maiden plate here, I think. He's found the right race, I think. Good draw. Only problem with him, he's got no turn of foot. He's a little bit one-paced, but Grant should be able to get him into some sort of nice spot there, and he deserves to break his maiden sooner than later. For Geisha, this filly ran a terrific race first up recently. And she's come from the tail of the field. She's very heavily backed late. She's got the awful draw. She's nearly drawn out in Gwenda's stables there. But she has a bit of luck. She'll be hard to beat. Canberra, another one of the Waller runners, resuming from a spell here today, has ability. Kicks off at 1,400 metres on the back of a couple of nice trials. Watch the market. And 10 Gay Time Girl. Blinker's gone the first time. Inside draw. She's never been placed in 6 career runs. But don't be surprised she doesn't improve with things going away today. And she has been very one-paced. So stepping up in distance, Blinkers added, could be an improver at odds. 7, 8, 9, 10.
So 7, 8, 9, and 10 there, the numbers in race 5. The first leg of the Quaddy over 2, race 6, a benchmark 70 over 1400. Take out number 2, Miami Dade. And in this market, Wayne, we've got 1, level 8, 260, $5 for 9, Car Luca, $5.50 for 10, Lucky Legend, and $7.50 for 6, Our Beatnik.
I found a hard race to line up. I do think number 1, Level 8, is the best horse in the race, but he's got the best horse's weight, hasn't he? He's been racing very consistently. He's never won here at Kembla, but he's always run very well. He has had excuses in his past couple at Warwick Farm and Randwick, both on very, very heavy tracks. So luck in running today. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. He might be the best horse in the race. Number 3, Fig Tree. He can improve back to his home track. His last couple of runs have been a touch disappointing, but he's better than that. He does go well normally on his home track. Down to number 8, Midnight Ride, his stablemate. Been racing very, very well, this bloke. He's always around the money. Got to give him another chance. And number 10, Lucky Legend, is a young horse on the improve. He covered a fair bit of ground to win here the other day, and he stuck to his guns pretty well. A bit of an awkward draw for him, but I think he's on the improve. Obviously, Carl Luke had excuses last start. The saddle slipped and was very well supported. So if you could find a spot fit, you should try it. But I've gone 1, 3, 8, 10.
1, 3, 8, 10 in race number 6. Over to race 7. And in this benchmark, 64 over 1,600. The one scratching is 4, Gravitate. So 7 to line up. 5, Wings is $3.40. 7, Crown Moss, $4.40. 2, Sabrarian, $4.60. And 6, Raise the Limit, $5.
Yeah, small field now, the scratches. I thought number 5, I've gone 5, 2, 3, 7, Wings. Normally runs very, very well here at the Kembla track. This is the easiest race she's contested for a little while. Disappointing last start was put down. The rider thought might have handled the going. So I just think on the best form, she's probably better than these. And Tash Burley having a good run with the horses. It's on top for me. I thought number 2, Severian, the Waterhouse runner. Very, very disappointing last start on the back of a good win at Warwick Farm before that on a wet track. So just couldn't muster speed the other day. It might have just had an off day. So give it another chance. It's a very winnable race. Number 3, Captain Mannering. he's had excuses his past couple too, and three wins have been here on his home track. I think he's got a chance in the race. And the other one I threw in was number 7, Crown Moss. And she's back for another preparation. She just keeps coming back and giving to her owner. So I think you've got to give her a chance in the race again today. 5-2-3-7.
5-2-3-7 there in a race 7 and over to the last, a race 8 over 2,000. The scratching is 13, Tarka Reid. And in race 8, Wayne, we've got 4.20 for 4, My Friend Charlie. 4.60 for 14, Princess Pattern. And 5.50 for 8, Hylee.
I found a few favourites today, not intentionally. I've gone with my friend Charlie. Anyone that listens to me knows I've got a little bit of time for this bloke, and I've got a bit of time for John Dubois, the trainer, as well. I thought it was a very good game win here at Kembla the other day. He goes up 3 kilos for that. But, gee, I think he's a game horse, and I think we haven't seen the best of him yet. Young horse on the improve, so he's on top for me. I thought the danger would be Chris Waller's got 3 runners here. I think Hylee, coming back from city class back to provincials, it's the sort of race that it should show up in. The other is 11th Star of the Ring, just forget its last run. It's been getting into trouble in races, and they decide to lead on it, and that's definitely not the way to ride this mare. She's got to be ridden very quietly, and Paul King's had experience on her before, so he might suit her a bit of odds. And the top weight, Napoleon, from the draw and the claim's got to be considered there. So 4, 8, 11, and 1.
So 4, 8, 11, 1 in the last. And what was your best there, Wayne?
I thought race 5, number 7, Tivoli Street, got his chance today, Simon. And also race 6, number 1, level 8. It should be too good for him. Did you want some quaddie numbers, mate?
Yeah, I might as well grab your quaddie off you while you're there.
Race 5, I've got numbers 7 and 8. Race 6, 1, 3 and 8. Race 7, 5, 2 and 3.